This week's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by Form. Your hair is unique, and with Form, your hair regimen is unique to you. Form is the first women's prestige hair care collection to celebrate beauty in all of its forms. Designed for all hair textures, the Form collection minimizes guesswork and makes hair care simpler by offering personal regimens specifically designed for individual hair needs. Head over to formbeauty.com/signup to take the Form consultation and receive a hair care regimen that is unique to you, your styling preference, and lifestyle. That's FormBeauty.com. Sign up.
Today's podcast is also brought to you by Talkspace. Talkspace is the online therapy company that makes connecting to a licensed and experienced therapist easy and affordable. And now you can give the gift of therapy too by sending your loved one a Talkspace e-gift card. Offering someone a path to a happier life is more valuable than any material gift. Okay, so if you're giving them J's and they need to talk to Dr. J, you need to think about that, okay? So sign up today and get a special $30 discount towards your first month by going to Talkspace.com/zone or use the Talkspace app and enter promo code Z-O-N-E. Talkspace, therapy for all.
Welcome to The Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend.
Asante. This is The Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Bring the beat in, start it from the top. Everybody know you shake your ass in the drop. Everybody listen to Guap Drop Top. Drop Top Whiz Op, that's the new shit that we own. Everybody like Gucci Mane and Keisha K, or she like it just the same. Everybody like them as a straight couple. Everybody know the two of them ain't trouble. They doing better, they in each other's life. They about to be motherfucking husband and wife. We gonna watch it on BET though they trife, because they don't pay nobody. Let me stop talking about the networks, baby. I want a show, I will act real crazy, and I make sure you tune in every week just to hear my mouth and speak. Let's go, Asante, what's on your mind? Let these people know that it's about time for The Friend Zone to start the damn show. Here we go, Asante, bust that flow.
Well, I get my beatbox game up, and I get my acapella game up, and I got my travel game up in New Orleans, partying up with my niggas. That's right, left and right, you see I'm fly. Got all my peoples representing right. Everything we do is do or die. We in the studio, yeah, we got another show. Listen to The Friend Zone so you don't have a musty flow or brain, cause you're insane. And we gonna talk about humectants.
I need you. You're the one.
Bah, 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 bah.
I said, I need you. That's homage to Kaya. Everybody that follows Kaya on social media, she tweeted this video where she was in a conversion van with leather seats and a raised roof and wood everywhere on the inside. And it was that old cracked leather that looked like somebody's old ass sole of their foot. And she was in there and she was playing this song called by this,
cracked
she was
leather,
playing this song.
Bottom sole of the foot.
That's what the seats in the van
cracked
look like.
Leather.
Oh my god.
Bottom sole of the foot.
I'm about to tell y'all, Kaya posted this video and it was great. And she was playing this song by BVSMP called I Need You. That's your homework for the week. This song is from 1986. Okay. And it's called I Need You by BVSMP. And Kaya was playing it. And once y'all hear it, you'll understand why we just paid it homage. That being said,
also tell them why I said humectants.
Oh, because that was in the ad, and I knew what it was only because I used to use Humectris by Nexus, so I knew what I knew what the humectants was. That's why I was like,
Yo, y'all be
know what that
up
is.
The most throwback shit.
Know what that is from
what
that.
What y'all used to say last time? Elastic QB.
Listen. And did you see the outpouring of support?
Yes.
I can smell it. I can smell that oil sheen right now.
Right when you said it again, I was like, I can feel the butters in my fingers.
I can smell that oil sheen right now.
The little mousse I used to have. It was like the black and white bottles. I remember all of it.
Oh, y'all are so funny. So, guys, how are you feeling today?
Good.
Fabulous. I look fabulous. I feel fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And she was. Speaking of which, welcome to the Friend Zone, which we almost forgot to do.
Right.
The hell is wrong with us? Welcome to the Friend Zone. We can look into all things mental health, mental hygiene, mental wellness.
Mental YG.
Yeah. So welcome to all of that, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
That's not like a lounge singer.
How's everybody doing? I'm doing terrible.
Why?
Because we're not still in New Orleans.
Don't even get me
started. Okay, but can I ask you a question right before we start?
Mm-hmm.
So I had left some food in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Did you throw it out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Part of me was like, I felt bad. I was like, damn, I left that food in there. I hope you don't think I was just trying to stink up the room or something. Part of me was like, I wish it would have got ate though.
I threw that shit out. When I got up, I seen that it was back there and I didn't think nobody was going to come eat it. So I just threw it out.
I felt bad. I was like, oh, I hope you don't think I was trying to leave a stink bomb.
Threw it out and went on the balcony, baby.
The balcony of the beautiful French Quarter.
Okay. Yes. But New Orleans is great. It's good to be back.
Yay.
Yes. Welcome to the Friend Zone. You know, where do we go from here, you guys?
Well, we were talking about how everything was. So everybody tell me how your weekends was in the NOLAs too.
Well,
that'll be the whole hot button issue today. We're going to take it a little light. We're going to take it a little light this week because we've had a long, I would say a long month, but it's definitely the first week of July.
Oh,
that says a lot.
Okay.
But it's been a long couple of weeks, and we're just going to play it light today. We talked about pettiness. We talked about... what else have we talked about the past couple of weeks?
Pettiness PTSD.
Again. Yeah. The science behind pettiness.
Absolutely.
And PTSD. And actually, why don't we jump into what stood out to you guys? Last week, like Dustin said, it was the PTSD Awareness Week on the 27th, I believe, which is when this episode came out. So what stood out to you, Asante? He's over here like, wait, let me
look. I'm looking, but you know, sometimes y'all be talking to me real crazy in the emails. Like a lot of the emails this week were like, where are y'all? It's people were emailing trying to find us. And then there's more like, this is what you need to be listening to. But the episode was about last week. And what stood out to me was Christina White. She says, hello, wonderful Friend Zone. Just had to say thank you for this week's hot button issue and wellness segments. I'm going to interrupt myself and I've been programming my mind daily. I understand it's a process and it takes time. And I'm grateful that you guys talked about it and gave us some info and research. I had to read Return to Love and think it's time to reread. Fran, can't wait for the DC Wellness Retreat in September.
Hey.
So I just want to shout Christina out because you gave out some really key books last week, okay?
Yes.
I was like,
oh. I'm very excited about those books.
So we need to get that reading game up, you know,
right?
And then we can go ahead and get ourselves out of the PTSD rut.
Listen.
What'd you find in the comments over there, Fran?
I'm actually going to pull from Twitter this week. So I'm dipping into Dustin's pool.
I wonder why it felt like a party over here. Okay, yeah.
So Jeleni, also known as Miss Violet Hughes Twitter, says...
I already know she knows what she's talking about. Anybody named Violet Hughes, that's a point of reference.
Jeleni says, when you're listening to Friend Zone Pod, and you just so happen to be reading the book Fran mentioned on the wellness
segment. Get out of here.
She wrote, I feel so popping, and then tweeted a picture of herself with the actual book in her hands. And this A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson, which was one of my suggestions on the wellness segment last week. And I told you guys that I was actually in the process of reading the second one, the Letting Go by David Hawkins book. And I was reading it on the listening to it on Audible on the flight from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And I'm almost done. And you guys, take it from me. If you can get the Audible instead of the book, I know books are always amazing. Like, read it if you have it. But if you can do the Audible with his actual voice, you kind of like feel him more.
Changes the experience.
It changes the experience because you hear where he's coming from.
How
so he has a calming voice. He kind of sounds like the narrators in movies, like
the
in the big
phone,
like
man.
Motion pictures, like that deep voice. So
the coming of age tale.
Exactly. That's what he sounds like.
A one hood rat at a crossroads.
That's exactly what he sounds like. But either way, I'm glad that you guys ordered the book, went and got the book. Some of you had it already. Some of you left tons of feedback and were like, girl, yes, that book changed my life. So please check them out. And thank you guys, as always, for the feedback. Now let's see what Dustin found on these Twitter streets.
In these streets. Okay, so on these streets, this week there's a lot of shit going on, y'all.
Your face gonna get stuck like that.
Right, so first of all, I want to give a shout out to ABC7, at ABC7, ABC7 Eyewitness News.
I was gonna say the news?
Damn right, because this time they gave us something we want to learn about. They tweeted about these two sisters from Compton, ages 4 and 6, who are already whiz kids on the golf course. Two black sisters, Roxy and Layla Phillips from Compton.
Cute.
Again, they're ages 4 and 6, y'all, and they're already impressing everybody with their skills on the golf course. This is the second coming.
Y'all, golf.
We done already seen two sisters. Yes.
Take that, Tiger.
This is, you know, so we done seen them two girls from Compton kicking ass before, and it looked like the next generation is going to have that same experience. So lift these little black girls up.
Yay.
Protect them.
That's right.
Circle around them. Sit them next to Maxine Waters, Beyonce, Mary, and the Obamas, because we protecting all that whole circle right
Everybody
there.
Start reading up on your golf, okay?
Flat out.
We
and if
go.
You see
so
anything
cute.
Disparaging about Roxy or Layla Phillips, go the fuck off. No matter what platform you see it on.
Ooh,
go
black,
off.
Black girls, y'all look good in tennis skirts, too.
That's right.
You know, that's so golf adorable.
Golf, man. I can't believe they're doing this. So this is just so dope. Okay. Also, I want to give a shout out to at Tiff Rita, T-I-F-F-R-I-T-A, who said, I know you love the first Juan LaFanta commercial. So for your viewing pleasure, here's part two. And they tagged Corporate Barbie, who was a friend to the show, as well as me in the tweet. For those of you who don't know, Juan LaFanta is a lawyer in New Orleans who partnered with Big Frida on these commercials for his law firm.
Oh, God. That's who you're talking
that's
about.
That's who it is. So the entire, yes, I'm telling
friend,
you.
You're about to die. I can't believe this
There's
is about
a
to
lawyer in
right
New
now.
Orleans named Juan LaFanta. And he partnered with Big Frida on these commercials for his law firm.
That is so
They're literally in a boxing ring. And Big Frida comes out of nowhere and she says, that ain't how you do it. If you want to make them bounce, you do it like this.
Man, why you look so serious? We gotta bounce this out. Remix.
Oh, he fight, he don't play. While I'm fine, so we don't handle your case. Oh, he fight, he don't play. While I'm fine, so we don't handle your case. While I'm fine, so we don't handle your case. While I'm fine, so we don't handle your case.
And Frida launches into this bounce music song jingle for this law firm. It's the most uncanny and
he's like,
bizarre marriage.
I wanna beat your case, you come. Like he's like, for real, it's a
like,
for the commercial.
It's a whole, there's,
and what
there's
is the
choreo
doing
and everything.
While this is happening?
He's at the end of it, he's really happy. So he.
Hell, ain't nobody hiring no nigga bouncing on the goddamn commercial.
So, baby, there's a new one. This was a hit.
That would have been so dope, though.
It's a hit. It reached New Orleans.
In his briefcase.
Yes. And so there's a new commercial, right, to the series. And so shout out to Tiff Rita for tagging me in that because she knew I would like it. So shout out to her. Also in these streets, I want to give a shout out to Pretty Amarillo. Or Amarillo, depending on how you
pronounce
who is also goes by Uncle Elroy, who tweeted a clip of Miguel previewing his upcoming single on GGN News.
Not call
two of,
that,
two
y'all.
Of your favorite
Did
things.
Did I not
y'all
say
know
I had a feeling
that it was coming back?
I
we talked it up.
Listen.
So Miguel was he played about a minute preview of this clip on Snoop's GGN News show, which is a hilarious parody of a news program where they smoke marijuana and tell really good jokes on YouTube. So check that out. But Miguel was on there and he played about a 60-second clip of the song. It is amazing.
It sounds so good, y'all.
It's exactly what you want from Miguel. And what stood out to me most in this clip, which I will actually retweet so you guys can see it, follow my timeline to see it. This one case where you can stay on my timeline. That's where I want you to be in my business so you can see what I'm tweeting and know what I'm talking about. But in the video, Snoop was, the way that he was responding to this single.
He was like, you better sing, nigga.
Sing, nigga. You better sing. And the way he was dancing like that, I just, you know, I identify with a certain genre, corner of blackness, and that was my area. That was my demographic right there.
Black-salutely.
So that, you know, just shout out to them for that. Let's see, what else? There's so many tweets in here. Last tweet we're going to use, because there's so many I could tweet. Actually, two more. Here's the first one. It comes from Ingus the Great. Holiday Honey Dip is also her name. And she said that Slow Jams by Twista came on and she heard me instead of Luther on the track. When you see when they do that Luther sample and say, well, well, like the wellness segment. So one time for impact. And I also want to give a shout out to friend of the show, Steen Fox. Who tweeted, if Rob Kardashian is looking for a new black girl to trick off on, and she added a gif from the Oprah show in the 80s with this black woman that's pointing and saying, me, 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 as if she wants to be the next one that Rob laces, okay, and puts in nice places. So shout out to Steen Fox for making me laugh in the tweets, and that's all I got.
Do you have pennies? Do you have anything from Carrie's Corner this week?
Carrie's Corner. Funny because, you mentioned that.
Because I have one, and it actually goes in line with your last tweet. Uh-huh. He retweeted a GIF of New York. And it's
corny,
it's the reaction of Rob Kardashian to T.I. And it's New York saying, you should have just sat there and ate your food.
Oh, my God.
And why are we in Carrie's Corner? Right?
Like that was season
terrible
one.
On so many levels.
I just, you know, I just, Carrie is funny, and I just want to say that he started tweeting free Bonnie Bella because apparently there's. First, okay.
I wish
see, we all over
see
the place.
We were both.
let me give y'all a little direction on what's going on in Carrie's Corner today. So on today, there was an incident on Twitter where Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna had a huge public falling out after he discovered that I guess she had allegedly, you know, committed infidelity, you know, within whatever boundaries they had on their relationship. And, you know, she had other niggas in the house that he said he paid for all this stuff. So
he
went
paid
into
for the niggas?
Literally. He went into a shit storm, okay, of Instagram posts, posted nudes of Blac Chyna, posted text message screenshots.
Nudes.
Posted
oh, he's
pictures
going to jail.
Oh, yeah.
Posted. That's illegal now, right? Revenge
it's
porn?
One thing to be naked with your consent.
No.
It's another one not to be naked with your consent. So I ain't want to touch the muddy waters, but he went there. They had a huge public falling out. And so, of course, it was an opportunity for everybody on social media to opine, jump on in. And that's what they did,
and
including
open their gift folders.
They did. Right. They made them. Shout out to Carrie's. Okay, since we're in Carrie's Corner. Shout out to my nigga Carrie. So this morning when everything first hit Twitter, right, Rob Kardashian posted a video of Blac Chyna in the hospital being wheeled off into surgery, right? She's in the hospital bed smiling, saying, bye, Rob, going off into this surgery that he later revealed he paid $100,000 for her to get, like, surgery on her body to kind of get it where she wanted it after having a baby. So he pays six figures for this surgery. She's playing him with all these other guys, and there's clips of him literally saying, bye, Chyna, look, and she's being wheeled into surgery in the hospital bed. So when I see this, I'm like,
Hollywood,
this
is, so weird.
Is the gif of the century. I'm like, if somebody, this gif of Blac Chyna rolling, if somebody turns this video into a gif of her rolling in a hospital bed, smiling off the surgery that Rob paid for, the potential is endless. My boy, Carrie. Literally, I tweeted that shit. 3 minutes later, he texted me the gif. Texted to me. And he was like, I got you. So just shout out to Carrie's Corner for connecting those dots. And we were able to have a really good time in the midst of some personal turmoil for Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. So it was all that. Okay? Shout out to Carrie's Corner.
Blac
That's
China.
It.
So we want to talk about our experience this weekend because a lot happened at Essence Fest. It was quite the fest. We were only there for, 3 days?
Three, four
days. And saw so many people. There were so many acts. People we bumped into in the hotels. Dustin has an amazing announcement to make that I'm sure you guys already know, but you got to hear from him. So who wants to start? Essence Fest.
Essence fucking Festival 2017. Let's be clear. When I was a kid, right, I used to do work for my uncle. My uncle is an artist, right, named Laverne Ross. And he paints like black pictures of black. He did this series called The Dancers, and he used like the Alvin Ailey dancers, and he painted these beautiful scenes of these black dancers in motion. It's really popular. And so Essence Art would invite him to the festival every year. And
really?
At 12 and 13, you know, we would go down and work in the festival, work with him, you know, rolling up prints, putting them in the tubes,
that
giving
so
them to people,
cool.
whatever. So my love affair with New Orleans dates back literally to me being 12 and 13 years old and like going down there on vacation and just being exposed to this culture that's totally different and beautiful. So being back at Essence now,
as an adult now,
as an adult on our own merit professionally, it was kind of full circle for me. So I was ready. Okay. I was motherfucking ready
it
to party
time.
And have a good time this
so
weekend
much fun.
And work. Essence, I don't even know where to begin, but let me just say this. The experience of seeing all of these people, especially Black people, under one roof, everyone was there to have a good time. We've
Legit.
Talked on this show about what Black vacation fashion is like. All of the guys and women at this event were in full Black vacation garb. It was just, being in that experience was surreal. And a friend of mine, Jalal, and I were walking around the event, him, Nelson, a couple of our friends, but we were noticing how many beautiful Black women we saw.
For sure.
And we were like seeing all these Black women who have put just, you could just tell everybody was there for the weekend. They had their outfits, their hair. It was just all yes. the things you love about Blackness just compiled under one big ass roof. It was just, so let me just start there. The mm-hmm. Black component of this experience for the
yes.
weekend was something that literally was soul stirring. It was just great being around this good amount of Blackness, you know.
For sure. And not only this, like the beautiful amount of Blackness, but also being around the creatives that you admire and look
yes.
up to. Like when me and Crystal flew together and when we got to the hotel, shout out to the Ace Hotel where we stayed, which was like
which
lit.
Won the weekend.
Oh my god, that hotel was crazy. Me and Crystal walk in, okay? We're just checking in. I mean, we hadn't even been to New Orleans a good 30 minutes. And Gold Link is on my right. Teedra Moses on my left. And y'all know how I feel about Teedra.
Teedra motherfucking Moses.
Teedra Moses, and then Chloe and Hallie behind us, and Kofi Siribo. I hope I'm saying his name right.
You are.
Siri Bang, okay. Siri Boo.
Was standing like a couple feet from us, and me and Crystal just looked at each other like, oh, okay.
What y'all do after y'all slid over a couple feet? See it.
We looked at each other like, okay, I see what this is. I see what kind of weekend this is about to be. And I could not, first of all, I was like staring at Gold Link because I was like, I wanted to be like, I fucking love you.
So
like,
I text
you're amazing.
Twerk on them for me,
right? And I wanted to. I started singing the crew song in my head.
Well, you was like, there's anybody all around me?
But it was just amazing to be surrounded by all the people that are doing cool shit. And all of us just like, you know, in the same area, just chilling. I was surprised at how many people came up to me and Crystal and were like genuine fans of our work. Meanwhile,
yes.
we were like trying to be humble and not bother them.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and not because, you know, sometimes they get bothered all day long. So we were like, oh, let's not like be that person. But it was cool that people were showing us equal amount of love. So that was probably one of my favorite parts. What about you, Asante?
My favorite part had to be the expo itself and to be at the expo center, which I believe they do a lot of free stuff, like to see the market where everybody was selling their art in the festival and to see all the people like do their talks. Because I was floored when Disney, they had the stage and they did the talks with the three women from corporate offices.
We all freaked out.
Yeah, like. You would not believe where you see color, like in corporate. And it's just amazing to me that they had three Black women on stage. They're like, we've got the VP of marketing and VP of operations and director of this. And I was like, look at these beautiful Black educated women up here showing out at the damn Essence Festival.
Right. No wonder
okay?
the food good at Disney World.
Okay. Not
I
enough
get
salt.
Enough of them
we need a new
vendor. And frozen raspberry lemonades.
Oh,
they will knock
look,
your socks off.
So
at
let me
Disneyland.
Tell you, let me tell you, I haven't been. I was like, well, now that I know that we up in there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna be up in there. So I just loved being at the convention center early in the daytime to see everything happening.
That was definitely fun.
They had the HIV testing going on in there. They were doing all the free giveaways. They gave away the Colorful Lives bag.
Hey. Yes, which I was like, huh?
They were doing merchandise.
Like, they didn't even tell us we had an activation.
Shaka Khan was doing the photo booth.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
I was like, I can see Shaka motherfucking Khan right.
Wait,
there.
And the lady, remember from 227?
Oh my God.
You don't. Sante done ran out.
Who from 227?
What's her name?
Jack A?
No.
Mary? Marla Gibbs?
No, what's her character's name?
The young one. She was like young.
What?
I'm Mary. God, I can't remember.
Regina King?
No. Her, what was her character's name? They had it.
It
was like Bernice or something.
Right? Oh, man. But me and Sante walked past
and
we
were like, I cannot believe that shit.
She was sitting there hugging everybody.
And my favorite part had to be all of the goings-ons at the Superdome.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
Don't even get me started.
I didn't get to see any of it.
Sunday
so
night was a way to end the weekend for me, so... I think I'm still at Sunday night. Like, I'm still at the Superdome wishing that I was still there. Chance was, like, the finale act for me. So to have lasted from starting with Solange into ending with Chance the Rapper, I, like, went to church on Sunday. Like, ghetto church.
Who went in between them?
Ten million acts.
Really?
So, like, after Solange, okay, so let me tell you. There was, like, an order to things where I was trying to get to, but it was a little difficult because everybody and their mama trying to get to the same things. So I went from trying to see Solange, because I had to wait for Solange to finish, to go see Tweet. But I couldn't see Tweet because everybody and their mom was trying to go see Escape. So then I couldn't see Escape because everybody and their mom had shut that down. So then I went to see June's Diary perform. Before June's Diary performed, I think Shantae Moore had performed. Elle Varner performed on that same stage. Like, they had a bunch of different...
videos.
Yeah, they had like a few different stages set up outside of the main stage because there was like the Walmart stage and the R&B Super Lounge. Like, it was really, really dope.
And this is all inside the dome?
Yep.
Yes.
How do they do that with the sound? How can so many people be performing at the same time?
The lounges are enclosed.
Oh,
like the super
so it's
lounges.
Like contained.
Right.
Okay, yeah. got you.
But it was pure pandemonium. So dialing back to Sunday, to answer your question, the acts in between Solange, who opened, and Chance, who closed, there was a huge Master P No Limit reunion, which we're going to dive a little bit deeper into
that in a minute.
Yes,
we are, because me and Sante saw him.
See, Master P and the whole damn No Limit roll up and through the Ace Hotel. And apparently they do that shit often because I have, you know, I made friends with that lady downstairs.
Yes. Why was Asante like talking to the woman that was like stopping us from passing through?
I always talk to the one with the list. That's the friend. That's who you get to know. They might be at plenty of doors around town, so you know.
The Ace Hotel was where it was at, though.
I promise you,
like, that is literally what
I
the spot. They
no
won
idea.
The weekend.
I had no idea.
That's where a lot of the good parties were. That's where damn near everybody was staying.
It totally was, yeah.
It was literally the spot of the weekend. At any given moment, you could pull up to the Ace Hotel and see seven celebrities at the same time.
Which blew me, because every time I came downstairs, I forget who it was. Oh, actually, I came downstairs to grab some food with Maya. Shout out to Shameless Maya.
Who
did incredible on the main stage. She interviewed Letitia Wright of Black Panther fame.
Because we all going to go see Black Panther.
Okay,
and
in
outfit. It was amazing. But I went downstairs to meet her. And then here we see Silk the Shaka, Master P.
Oh, Mystical.
Mystical. Like, the whole... I was like, what is life right now that I come down to
out.
Get food?
I'm here looking for Romeo. I'm like, where is Romeo? Is that Symphonique? Where's she at?
Like, and then the whole cast of Insecure was like in and out of the lobby. I mean, there's just so many people that we saw. It was mind blowing.
People from Greenleaf.
Yes, there were people from Greenleaf. I saw the son from Three.
I saw him too, and I wanted to say something so bad.
This is why I need to stop. I'm never talking badly
ever.
About anything.
That was trending
when I saw
on
him,
Netflix.
I was like, oh my God.
Look, what you probably gave him a check. You probably got him another check.
Did y'all see the tweet someone sent us of Man in 3B trending on Netflix? It was like the banner.
Are you serious?
Because
we
got so many people to watch it that it became the banner.
Oh my God.
Motherfucking apartment in 3B. He needs to. I should adapt him, but so we was talking about your movie. Did you watch the movie though?
Of course I did.
Because I kept
amidst
trying
my tears of laughter.
I kept not watching the movie because there's so many distracting things, like outside of the house being a house and not an apartment. Like that one real fine dude acting, but real bad in it. Like, it was just so many distracting things. But that is a terrible movie.
But anyways, let's go back to Dustin. You were telling us that in between Solange.
The No Limit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. No Limit.
You took us up on a tangent.
Y'all, I'm telling you, the No Limit reunion, although it was... It's a little rough around the edges, right?
Yes. Really?
Yeah, it was a little rough around the edges. We'll call it that. Because remind you, it was a reunion. So everybody hasn't been, you know, everybody hasn't had long-standing success in No Limit. So some of these niggas ain't been on stage since.
Forever.
And we're just going to say the last time they was on stage. So that component was definitely there. Mm. However fucking let me say this. Being in that Superdome and hearing the 504 Boys and Mercedes perform I Can Tell Live, you ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna hearing that.
Your boo. Yeah, I used to play that in college all the
Friend,
time.
Okay, hearing that, and mind you, like seeing it and seeing these people, these songs that were some
classic
of them were just albums.
Legendary.
There's a song on No Limit by the Sons of Funk called "Pushing Inside of You." Right? It is a slow jam. It is a slow jam of all
title,
slow jams,
okay.
And the lyrics literally go, "Show feels damn good to me when I'm pushing inside of you." That's how. That's the chorus to the song. But when I tell you. It is the jam. And when I tell you, I can remember being a teenager and slow grinding on girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the song you slow danced to at all the parties and shit. And it was something you only knew if you knew, you know, the Sons of Funk pushing inside of you. I want to say it was either on the I Got the Hookup soundtrack or on the I'm About It soundtrack, but it was on one of the movie soundtracks.
I'm about to look this up as soon
this
as I get
is
home.
They played that song. They performed that song. And when I tell you, I was walking around the Superdome and my knees buckled on the whatever you call it, where the aisleway, I guess, the main aisle on the first floor, I dropped to my knees, y'all, when I heard that song, because it's one of them album cuts that they only play in the hood at the hood clubs.
Right.
You only know it if you know it. So the fact that it was being performed in front of all of those people
on a main stage
as something nostalgic, I almost started crying because this song was a pivotal part of my youth and my development. And I'm like,
and then to hear it with all the magic and essence of New Orleans, like
in New Orleans,
in the Superdome.
Like, I'm watching Master P perform No Limit Soldiers in fucking New Orleans.
In the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
I didn't know that they had concerts. I really thought when Master P was in the lobby that day that he's just like, because he's from New Orleans. I was like, oh, of course he's here kicking it. I didn't think he had a show. So when y'all started telling me he had a whole performance, I'm like, oh, shit.
It was dope.
I
just seeing that No Limit reunion, it really made me feel 17 and 18 years old again, which I guess is the point.
Mm.
And so I was going off. I was just like dancing. At one point when they played, when the Sons of Funk, hate to keep going back, but when the Sons of Funk performed that, I just started singing and dancing to it in the aisles as I'm walking around because I couldn't believe it. And there was some girls who knew the song too. So they heard me singing it and they started singing it, and I just looked at her and we was like looking at each other in the eyes, like rolling, singing the song. And it was just, so shout out to Master P for that.
Shout out. I want to dap Master P up for bringing the Diamond Princess
T-H-E.
On stage.
Dope.
Trina did her motherfucking
she looked
thing.
Beautiful too.
Looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And
you know,
what did she perform?
I got so I was in this close of proximity to her.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, your picture looked
I
like
really
you were
wish,
next to her.
I really wish. Shout out to Keisha for hooking everything up for me on Sunday. I would have been this close to actually talking to the Diamond Princess in the midst of her photo shoot she was having.
Mm.
But, you know, it was the Essence Fest, and the filter said, this one's for the ladies. So I was trying to leave everybody alone.
Oh, I loved it. And I did not know Master P was that tall.
Oh, yeah.
Zero
that
idea.
That is a tall man.
Remember, he played in
no
the NBA,
idea.
Too.
I
He's
forgot.
The only rap artist to ever play in the NBA.
Oh, shit. He is tall.
And another thing, when Master P was coming on stage, because, it was the No Limit reunion, but I was paying attention, right? Because I wanted to immerse myself in this moment. They were playing and blasting, like, a lot of his accolades and accomplishments. Master P has made some moves in the industry.
Yeah, of course.
And he has set a lot of people's careers in motion. He set a lot of people up for success. So just Master P's contribution to like black entertainment is something that needs to be recognized.
As Absolutely. A businessman, period. Yeah.
I want to shout out my random ratchet sister, Erica. I seen her when I was outside taking a little break.
Who? And,
just some random person that I ran into. And we were talking about the performance. I was like, what did you think of the Master P performance? Because, you know, you're from here. And she was like, you know, it wasn't a the best, but I will say, you know, I just love the accent. But she actually brought up a great point. She was like, you know, I think Master P trying to groom himself to do what Diddy did with the Bad Boy reunion tour. And so maybe this was like a little preview of that.
Guess
and
who let pressing me purchase.
I was about to say, let me tell you something. If No Limit decides to come to New York, I'll be right there.
That's a good, I mean, they should do that, though. That would be
I will
brilliant.
Be right there. They will bring back
I'm
a
already
wave.
There. I'm just like, what?
Especially after his interludes and skits on the Solange album. You know what I mean? I think that kind of brought him back into our minds, like
absolutely.
How brilliant he was, his absolutely. Trajectory and discography. So I think he should totally do it.
It was great. They looked a fool, but seeing them up there, I was happy to see them up there. You know what I'm saying? To hear them old ass songs that still sound just as good.
Yes.
To see Mystical performing up there. To see Fiend. Now, if you are a No Limit fan, you know who Fiend was. And the fact that Fiend was on that stage, I'm telling you, y'all, it took me back. And I just, No Limit.
Did Tidra perform?
Not at the, maybe she performed on Friday or Saturday, but I did not see her.
Oh, I guess she came as a fan, like to support. I was like, where's her show? Like,
maybe she performed at a club or something. Mm, I don't know.
Or she, yeah.
I wonder.
I don't know. She had to have performed. Like maybe she did something at the expo during one of the days. She had to have performed.
Did Gold Link perform?
Yeah, I think he performed Friday because I remember I wanted to see Gold Link and I missed him.
Oh, y'all.
Speaking of missing them. Let's get on Escape.
Let's get on. You know what? The only issue, the only
really
real issue
them.
That I had was that I could not go see Escape.
Why is that? Why couldn't y'all see them?
The way that everything was timed out, like, you know, you had time to run to the little stages to and then get back to the main stage.
Mm.
But it's literally everybody and their mama.
Doing it at the same time.
Right.
Okay.
So they try to give you like two or three different performances so everybody can go to something different. Like when Solange opened, Chloe and Halle were performing. And I was like, well, I kind of want to see both of them. But then I had to think, maybe they're trying to do for the younger ladies go there, but I couldn't miss Solange. But
right.
I wanted to see Tweet at 8:15 and then Escape at 9. But because there was like not anybody else really happening at that time, everybody was going to see Escape. And so we couldn't even get over there.
Damn.
So like literally by 8:30, the shit was shut down. They were like, we're not letting nobody else in here.
And when he says shut down, I mean shut down.
Shout
for,
out.
Yeah.
Shit.
Like, shout out to the fans that I was taking pictures with in the crowd, like,
mm-hmm.
in the shit. People were, like, we're in the hallway sweating,
mm-hmm.
trying, like,
I saw the pictures.
Where's Chris Brown? They keep coming from wall to wall. Like, the shit was ridiculous. And then I was cursing out the people in the thing. They were like, if you're not, you can't go up the escalator, go up the ramp. They said we can't come up the ramp. And then, I'm not gonna lie, I just gave up on seeing Escape. I said, I seen them on TV, so I'm gonna have to see them another time, even though I really wanted to see them.
Well, they're going on tour. So
they better
we'll
hurry
catch
up.
Them
I'm
in
over
New York.
Here.
Yeah, we'll catch them in New York. And but you couldn't see them either?
No. And the way that I think, just to add a little like perspective, right? The way that you got into the Super Lounges was directly off of, first of all, the Superdome is humongous.
Huge.
Okay. Humongous. And so the way that the entrance to that Super Lounge where Escape was performing was made, you could either enter it through a winding ramp that was really, really wide, like you could almost drive down,
mm-hmm.
or you could enter off of the escalators and there was a main direct path straight to the doors that let you into the lounge. That entire area, that main path was probably, what would you say, 25 feet wide, maybe.
Right.
Okay. And it was
shit.
literally jam-packed all the way. Probably, I can't even give you a number. It was just, there were people literally coming from both directions creating this humongous bottleneck. So all you really could do was engage with each other because there was really no no line that you could make out, nothing. And so it was obvious as soon as you got anywhere near the Super Lounge that you weren't going to get in to see Escape perform.
Mm.
And had I and a lot of other people known that, we probably would have cut our time short with Solange just because it was such a nostalgic performance.
Yeah.
And so I was a little let down by that because I really wanted to see Escape live. That was like part of the reason that I was even there.
Yeah.
But they did play some of the footage on the main screens while we were waiting for the acts to change in the
literally watching June's Diary change over to somebody else. And I was like, let me see Escape on this TV right quick.
And they showed them. But everybody was disappointed. So it was one of those things you kind of just had to swallow and keep it moving because it was literally nothing that you can do.
Right.
And I think that they put Escape in the Super Lounge as opposed to on the main stage because they got back together too late in the planning stages
right.
for them to make the main stage. Because there's no reason why, like, Trombone Shorty or whatever that guy's name was, and even some of Master P's kids, like, Symphonique, we ain't need that. That could have been 6 minutes from Escape Set. You know what I'm saying? Like they could have, we could have adjusted and realigned some things, you know, but it was what it was. I will say that the video footage I've seen, the girl sounded amazing in New Orleans. And they sang Tonight, which is my favorite Escape song.
Oh, my God. I got to get that album out. I have it on
the... Right.
Blow the dust off.
Did you see any of the clips, Asante, of the performance?
I did, but I need to go back and
revisit. Did you see Tamika Cottle?
I seen Tiny right there
doing
it.
Shout out.
And she free now?
Okay. To Tamika Tiny Cottle, who has been showing up and showing out in these live Escape performances, starting with the BET Awards. Because even though their mics were fucked up and they sounded bad,
Tiny was still pushing through.
Tiny flexed. That voice, Tiny's voice is still in fantastic shape.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That makes me happy. She deserves.
Okay, we have to talk about Chance for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have to go back.
To Solange. Or to Mary.
So Solange, then Mary. Okay. We can do that order.
Mm-hmm. You saw Mary?
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday.
I'm ready.
Jasmine, Mary, like everybody and their mom was killing it. But before we get there, Chance the Rapper, I've never seen Chance live.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. It was like church. Like, I couldn't take it. I couldn't believe that Chance the Rapper was up there killing it. When the blessings go up, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. He had his stage set up like a light show almost.
Mm-hmm.
But the lights, actually, if you were really looking, they made out this house. And so for him to like be like literally partying and bringing down the house and doing that whole thing, it was super dope. And he had on his champion shirt looking fly.
That shirt was fresh as hell.
He always dresses cute, though.
Yeah.
He has really cute style.
Yeah, he always dresses cute. And there's always something super endearing about how he dresses. Like, mm-hmm. there's like a little modesty. Like how I think Janelle used to always wear the suit. And I really like that. But then she let that go. And I like that, too. I like how Chance always like will do like a polo or something. But it's still like really fun and funky.
Or his overalls.
You know, we got matching overall sets.
I like the fact that he embraces his high waist.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he always tucks his shirts in, and we all know Chance's waist is under his nipple line. But he always tucks some shirts in and stand up there in them pants, and he roll them pants up and have on socks and shoes and just go in and perform.
And he
it's like,
was
I know
there,
my waist is up here.
And he was dancing, too. Like
I saw a video
up there by himself, just getting in and
he
dancing.
He enjoys himself performing. He does.
What a
which
life.
Is amazing.
Right?
Because sometimes people get up there and it's like, all right, not so much on that side. We need a little more. No. Chance was like, you're going to enjoy this shit because I'm enjoying it. And I really fucked with that and I loved that.
Oh.
And speaking of loving it, we dialing back to Solange.
Let me tell you.
And y'all were tagging me and tweeting me. And
y'all got to let that go.
Y'all, I'm saying it again for the record. I am not Solange's background singer. I don't know why y'all think I would lie to you. I don't know why y'all think I'd have a double life and front like it's not me. Because y'all be like, go off, friend, and tag me.
Listen.
Even at the BET Awards. I'm like, y'all really think I'm just on everybody's stage.
You're like, oh, Lord, what did someone do now?
But I think it's funny because y'all still, to this day, will tell me that I did amazing at whatever show you saw Solange at.
And that her background singer is so dope, but her hair don't even shine like yours. So I know that's how I be knowing it. I'll be like, her hair ain't even shining.
Listen. No, Isadora's awesome. She's awesome.
You know who I'm not, friend?
Who?
I'm not Frederick Douglass. Okay.
Did you see someone tag us?
People keep tagging me
on
in
Instagram,
it. And I'm growing my hair out.
Someone DM'd us a picture of Frederick Douglass and said, I can't see this without thinking of a song.
I ain't no damn Frederick Douglass. Now, if Hollywood want to call and I could play like a young Frederick Douglass for the biopic, you know, we can have a conversation. Up until then, stop tagging me in the history books.
I screamed when we got that DM.
I knew you would. But Soul Angel, she did it again.
Mm-hmm. I saw some.
She did the all red number. She can't, you know, she did the hits. She did FUBU. She did Mad and screamed in the middle of it. Like, I mean, I loved all of it. I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't stop myself.
It was totally performance art. What I was most impressed by was the live instrumentation and also the choreo. Solange did her homework and really approached her set from an artistic standpoint, and it literally was performance art. There were messages and themes in the choreography, the way she was positioning her body, all kinds of things. And if you really paid attention to the stage set, you caught all of that, which made the experience so much more enriching. So like watching Solange's performance, it was a multi-sensory, just euphoric experience. It was great.
How dope.
It was.
She
looked amazing. The lineup, the choreo, the formations that her and her dancers were getting in, the freedom with which they were moving, the way that they were just, the whole set was about being Black and aware and free.
Literally an ode to all of Blackness.
It was just, and on top of that, she makes good music, literally. The songs are so well written. Solange's performance just left me breathless. Her vocals were on point, like acupuncture, okay? I can't ask for anything more. She was great.
I couldn't leave.
Great.
I didn't want it to be over.
That's so dope. Who else did y'all see? Oh, Mary J. This is over here trembling.
I just want to say that Mary J. Blige sold out, and I'm still trying to pull myself back together. Mary said, let me just say this, right? Because a lot of times people, you know, they talk about Mary not being the best technical singer, whatever. It's never been about that. Obviously, we know Mary J. Blige can sing, but it's never been about that. And I just, after seeing that performance, you know what it means to be a Mary J. Blige fan.
This
really cool photographer who goes by Afrovocative. It was just like it sounds. Taisha, she's a huge supporter of the Friend Zone.
Hey.
And her and I worked together in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah,
you got her blog pin.
Yes.
But
shout out.
This was her first time seeing Mary J. Blige.
Mm.
And her commentary after the show, she was like, Dustin, I've never seen her perform before. You know, I never really understood it. She was like, after seeing that, I get it. I totally understand why people love Mary J. Blige. We could go all over the place with this, but let me just say she got a catalog full of songs that everybody knows and loves. And so to hear all of them grouped together in one setting like that, it literally, the party never stops.
How far back does she go?
All the way to What's the 411.
Oh, my God.
She hits every album.
Yo.
It's one of them things where if you're not a Mary J, you can take somebody who's not a Mary J. Blige
fan.
Believe it or
there.
Not, this makes sense. You can take a person who's not a Mary J. Blige fan and take them to one of her live shows
and be swayed.
And be
they leave a fan.
Yep.
Is she on tour right now?
Yes. She just started her Strength of a Woman tour. Layla Hathaway is opening for her.
Do you think on the tour she's going to do old stuff or no?
Absolutely. Because her fan base is so connected to those old albums, she can't perform a show without doing them. Yep. It's what made us love her.
There's no way that I'm not seeing Mary. I've never seen her in concert. Never. Never.
She showed her entire ass, both cheeks in New Orleans. For real. She did. Am I lying?
No, not at all. And she looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, like, literally, like, spiritual God status. I was like, Mary is, like, a goddess, like, for real.
And me and Asante, we were at the convention center. They had, like, a lot of booths, which is where we saw Chaka Khan and this mystery lady that I can't remember her name from 227.
It was Bernadine.
Bernadine something, but...
Stannis?
We also
Bernadine from Good Times.
Oh, maybe it is.
Thelma from Good Times. Bernadine Stannis.
Yes. That's what we saw. We sit at the movie. We was like, oh, hell no. What? We got to go over there.
You know she's like 60. How does she look?
She looks great.
I couldn't.
She looks young as fuck.
She looks the same. It was amazing. That's why we were standing there just staring at her for like 20 minutes.
Thelma from Good Times.
But I was going to say that we saw a Mary J. Blige merch table. And why did we ball out and buy Dustin everything?
We did.
We got him a bunch of shit, and the girl was laughing because we were like, "Should we get him the hat? No, you get him the hoodie. No, get him
well,
this.
You
get him
the jersey
that.
Too. I don't know.
This.
Y'all about
like,
to make me cry.
She was like,
real,
what are y'all
for
talking
real.
About?
We seen that shit. We was like, no, Dustin, right now.
Dustin, like we had to. There was no way that we couldn't get you a bunch of
right
shit
now.
From the merch
that
table.
That'll make me cry. I just want to say that I was very happy to be there. Mary
so
J. Blige
exciting.
Curated the entire night. If you didn't know, Mary J. Blige curated that lineup on Saturday night. So all of those performers were handpicked by
that
her.
That makes so
really?
Much more.
Essence let her curate the Strength of a Woman night, where she picked all these female performers to like rip the stage. So she handpicked Jasmine Sullivan, Monica, the Jones Girls was performing somewhere upstairs.
Mm.
All these people. And it culminated to a huge Mary J. Blige performance. She had long braids off in a side ponytail.
I saw.
And if you know anything about Mary J. Blige, you know that when her hairstyles are in caps lock, shall we say, you know what kind of show you about to get. You know what I'm saying? You know what Mary is about to do. And so she just was really free. She had on really high heels, but she had on comfortable clothing otherwise. And she was moving all over that stage, lighting it on fire. And the passion that she was singing with, the way that she was speaking about her divorce, the way that she was speaking about her ex-husband, all of that.
Can't doo-doo.
Just exactly. Exactly. Fuck Kendu. But just the way that we got there, I just, as a Mary fan, I've never been prouder. Yes, I have, but I was very proud this time.
Oh, it was just so good, y'all.
It's nothing like a Mary J. Blige concert.
Can I tell you who I'm sad that I missed, though?
Who? Mm-hmm.
This is going to be, like, people are going to be like, who's that? No, y'all better know who the fuck it is. Ari Lennox.
Mm. She was there?
She opened on Saturday and I missed her. I was like, what?
Oh, shit.
That's huge. At Essence.
The main stage.
I was just
opened.
Listening to her this week. That's the crazy part. I did not even realize she performed. Oh, man.
So sad.
That's the thing about Essence. How come you didn't see anything? I was actually sick, you guys. I haven't been sick in years. Like, literally years. I'm not a sickly person.
So they called, said, you owe me something, okay?
Yes, that's how I know that global warming is real, because yeah. Even I'm starting to like break down. And but for me, it's because my travel schedule is so intense, and you know, you're on flights. I think it really messes with your immune system over time. But I caught terrible eye infection in Dominican Republic. I'm actually glad that it was me and not anyone from my wellness tour, because I would have felt terrible if anybody had gotten sick. So it's fine. I'll take it.
I'm just glad I didn't get it.
Right. And so I was really, really sad about it, because I caught it actually when I got back to New York. So no one in DR got messed up over it. Only I actually caught it from someone. It was a really bad infection. But I ended up having to deal with that all throughout Essence Fest. So I was like devastated. That's why when you guys see pictures of me, I am not stunting wearing
cool
glasses.
Shades.
Yeah, I just had to figure out a way to work around it. So I was really, really sick. I didn't get to enjoy any of the festivities. I literally had to just work, push through, and then went back to my room when I could.
Well, you never would have known it watching you host that panel at the Insecure
screening.
Thank you.
You
and Crystal like did amazing. You never would have known that anything was going on. The sunglasses matched your outfit and they looked
and they
cute.
Matched, thank God.
Yes.
Thanks. Shout out to Warby Parker, actually.
Yeah.
That's part of our try-on.
Yeah.
Right, our try-on ad work. Look what happened. They ended up blessing me with a pair of glasses that matched my outfit perfectly.
Oh, bam.
So, that's why I couldn't participate. And if you saw me in Essence Fest and I didn't like grab you or give you a hug, or maybe I wasn't as bubbly and or nice as I usually
or we
am.
Was running.
Right. Or you saw me running. Yeah, because we were running to try to get to different things. I 100% apologize. It just wasn't a very strong week for me. And I had to just like pull through.
And you did. Your professionalism was like on 1,000 trillion this weekend. Because Fran,
you.
Like, I promise you, real shit. Like,
and
not
y'all
even
don't
trying
understand.
To
like, I know people probably like, oh, it was a pink eye. It wasn't pink eye. It was actually like a really bad bacteria that if you guys had seen my eyes, you would have been like, I cannot believe that you even
are
went
here. Yeah.
Like, I look like somebody punched me in the face twice on both eyes.
It
so.
Wasn't us.
I'm glad I ain't see that shit.
But, and people were like, let me see. I'm like, no, you don't want to. But,
did you fall down the stairs?
But I made it through. I'm all healed up now. I did, you know, me and my concoctions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got home and now we're good to go.
Got in that cabinet, girl.
You know, I got home, cracked my knuckles, like, all right, we gonna fix this
you
shit.
You went to your garden.
Let's just fight.
Herbs.
You got home and you told the infection, like Jackie Christie told them, let's just fight. Okay.
Man, it was a rough week. But anyways, Essence Fest was amazing. If you've never gone, you definitely have to check it out.
You
hopefully we
to.
Will be there again next year. Hopefully I will be able to attend all the shows and they have amazing artists.
Hopefully Essence got us opening some of them damn stages.
Yes. Essence Fest. How is host?
I'm telling you, everybody and their mama was there performing and everybody and their mama was on a stage. Why can't we be hosting these people that
Absolutely.
We love so much on these stages?
That would be so cute. Man.
And just to be connected to such a dope, empowering weekend that's so pro-black, I would love the opportunity
oh my
to be
God,
connected.
Yes.
Like, for the friend zone, are you like,
yo,
what?
Let's manifest that. We
I
put it
Essence.
Out in the air now, so.
Look, I was like, tell everybody stay black and protect your magic at the convention center, all right?
That'd be so cute, you guys.
There are so many
people
there.
Let's try to make
there.
That happen.
Celebrities everywhere. I want to give a quick shout out to Amaya Scott, actually, from Star. I spent some time.
Oh, she was there?
She was definitely there with the cast of Star. Amaya got rousing applause and fanfare all throughout the festival.
Sick.
People were stopping her everywhere. She's completely gorgeous
it's
and so
show.
Down
she's
to
like
earth.
A doll. It's her
show.
Face.
Hearing her perspective, though, firsthand, because we were just in conversation, mm-hmm. right? And we hung out. So, like, hearing her talk about how she perceives her responsibility on the show Star with her role, what she wants the character to do and her portrayal of that, and just hearing her understand her responsibility as an actor and what she's bringing to that show and to television in general, I was blown away. She's a true talent, a true actor, and very, very nice. Very, very, y'all know I pay attention to intention and nature and just why you're doing what you're doing. She has all of those bases covered.
That's so
and
dope.
Just hearing her talk about that and seeing her life, you know, transform from being a person who got notoriety and fame for being beautiful and special
mm-hmm.
to now be recognized as a legitimate actor and as a talent.
A talent,
I'm
yeah.
all about the glow up and that just being around her and hearing her talk about her responsibility as a thespian was like...
And she's a natural.
Yes.
Because I watched the show. I remember they sent us, Star sent us, I feel like it was me and Crystal. They mm-hmm. sent us like the preview of it. Mm-hmm. Like
a
couple.
Package.
Yeah, thank you. For mm-hmm. whatever reason, my brain was not thinking of the words. The watch package. And we got to see some of the episodes before everyone else did. And I was like, she's so natural.
She is. And she's from, she's a New
so
Orleans
cool.
native.
Oh,
and so
okay.
seeing her in her home city like that and just the way that the people were responding to her in the hood, right? Like anywhere.
Right, yeah.
Just the way that people were coming up to her. And I'll leave y'all with this. When I saw her, we were at this spot in New Orleans. It's a New Orleans local spot or whatever where they have po' boys and stuff. It's off the beaten path. We weren't in the quarter of nowhere. And she had on a full-length red flowing gown that, like, went down the train, went, like, down the street.
I'm dead.
And we were in the hood spot eating po' boys. And
stop.
Just that, the fact that she even
classic.
Understood to do all that, I just, like, I was blown away. So shout out to Amaya Scott. Essence was great. Essence, Bevy Smith, who I love as well,
mm-hmm.
made a really good point. Bevy Smith said that the Essence Festival is like a black entertainment industry reunion.
Yeah, family
reunion.
Everybody
totally
from
that.
Everywhere is there. And so just being amongst that group, it was very inspirational. Super dope. All the fucking food was good. The music was jamming in all
yes.
the spots.
Yay.
Yes.
I just
dope.
Can't get enough.
And then to see everybody that you know from other places in that one place too was so crazy. Because walking into the brunch, like to see Antoinette mm-hmm. and then to see mm-hmm.
all your curly
girlfriends. I was like, oh my God,
Renee,
we got the whole curly collective
over here. Shout out to my fam. Yes. It was just great. Like you said, Dustin, it was a reunion. Not only of, like we said earlier, our favorite artists and creatives, but a lot of your peers. And you know, it's so interesting too, a lot of the people that you know from the internet would have never actually met. Like I saw so many people from like Hot 97 mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and different radio stations, and then I've seen like hosting shows on TV and stuff. I was like, that's weird. Like I know you, but I don't know you.
Right.
It's crazy. And the Ace Hotel was the breeding ground of
yes.
that. Everybody, Crystal, at one point, me and Crystal, we ended up in front of, actually like twice, we ended up in front of the Ace Hotel at the same time. And every time, me and Crystal were just looking at each other like, I looked at her like, can you believe this shit?
That's like, literally every time.
It was unbelievable the amount of star power in New Orleans. And so for everybody to have that much reverence for the Essence Fest, that's what has sustained it for all of these years through Katrina. They've showed so much love to the city of New Orleans. And so that dedication as, you know, an audience and even from Essence itself, it's just unmatched. There's nothing in the world
it's
like the Essence
magical.
Festival.
Oh, yes. And you know what? You're making me laugh because me and Crystal, when we first got there, we were like, let's get food because we're starving. We sit down and then who sits next to us to eat food? Not like at our table, but the table next to us, Cuba Gooding Jr.
See what I mean?
And we were just like, what is happening? Oh, like artists that you feel like you'll never see
it
in real life.
It is unbelievable.
It's a cool experience. And I'm not... We live in New York, so like running into celebs is a common thing,
right,
but it's
right.
different when it's like this potent, like every every corner you turn, there's someone that you
it's
admire.
Like you're in the industry.
It's insane. It's so cool.
There's so many things going on, so many moving parts. I suggest that everybody, if you can go to Essence Fest, it's definitely something that you have to experience.
Yes.
Seriously.
And TJ Moses, I love you. I'm sorry I didn't get to say it when I saw you because I freaked.
Look, if we doing that, I was like, Solange, I love you. I did not know you were sitting behind me.
We'll get to that in the Dustin's TV segment.
I love you, Solange. FUBU, this shit is for us.
Thanks again to Form for supporting this week's episode of The Friend Zone. Form is a premium hair care collection dedicated to making every hair journey simpler and better. Form was inspired by your own hair care journey and delivers uncompromising performance without sacrificing the health of your hair. The Form collection will help you make your hair care experience personal by offering uncompromising products specifically designed for individual hair needs. For women of all hair textures, and they do mean all, the Form collection is unique, versatile, and minimizes guesswork. Just like their big brother brand, Bevel, the folks at Form were tired of seeing the women they love struggle to find hair care that was personal, effective, and high quality. Everything starts with the Form consultation, a step-by-step evaluation that ensures you get the best pairing of Form products and usage recommendations. So I tried out the Form consultation a couple of weeks ago. They asked me questions about the dryness of my hair, if I suffered from frizz, fairy knots, uneven hair, flatness. They basically want to know everything about your hair specifically.
Did they ask what kind of weave you put in?
Actually, they did ask about weave. You'd act so funny you say that because they asked the types of weave you use. Because,
you know, sometimes they be selling the natural stuff and be going against the weave girls.
No, this is, like they said, it includes all hair textures and styles and every lifestyle. So that's definitely cool points because it's not knocking anyone's lifestyle. And the cool part is while you're answering questions about your hair, it also gives you tips based on your answers. So it gives you tips on keeping it moisturized, humectants, different ingredients. So that's pretty cool, too. And so I think you should start your own Form consultation right now by going to formbeauty.com/signup. That's formbeauty.com/signup. It's perfect for the summer. Let's all have dope-ass, beautiful hair, y'all. So that was it for Essence Fest. Now let's jump into this week's wellness segment.
Well, well. I'm hoarse from Essence. Well, well. So I got to sing under the note.
But you're not doing too well then.
Well, well.
So at Essence Fest, this is going to be like an homage to Essence Fest, basically, this episode. I went, the first day that I got there, I met up with Shameless Maya with my bouquets. And she had an appointment at the Sally Beauty Activation to get her makeup done. And of course, I came with her because they were also going to have like a ton of new beauty products and nail polishes. And, you know, Sally Beauty is basically like a beauty supply. It has everything that we need.
The beauty supply.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to go with you because I was curious to see if they were going to like unveil like new hair products. You know, I'm still a YouTube curly girl. I was like, oh, I'm coming. So I went with her and it was really cool because a lot of the reps from Sally Beauty were there. And when we walked in, they actually freaked out because they were like, wow, like we didn't know y'all were coming. And they gave me tours of like all the different products. And there was one product line called Mayel Organics that got me hyped because it's black owned and it's all natural ingredients. So that was really cool because I feel like the organic brands don't usually get that kind of love at activations. It's usually the brands that you know are the ones that are like the most popular. Like I know there was like Cantu and Shea Moisture, a lot of those brands. Talia Wajid, like those brands that you see at beauty at those beauty conventions and at the top of the shelves at the beauty supply. So when I saw this really cute new Mile Organics, I immediately was drawn to it. Everyone at the activation started cracking up like, of course, that's the one Fran's going to go grab. So I filled my bag up with the whole line. I even got a bag for Crystal. I was like, let me get one for her too.
Two plates.
Right? So it was so cute. They told me all about the products, the ingredients. I came home and tried the, there was a leave-in conditioner called White Peony. And peonies are like beautiful flowers that I love. So I was like, oh, and then they smell so good. So the product, you guys can only imagine, smells so fresh and clean and just perfect for summer. And I tried it. It's really lightweight, so you kind of have to be heavy-handed with it. But I think if you're looking for a leave-in that's light, now that it's like really hot outside, you can't really put too much shit in your hair, but you still need definition because the humidity is going to give you that big puff that most of us don't really like, even though I kind of love it. Right. I'm like, that's how I look every day.
New Orleans.
Right, the New Orleans humidity. So I tried it today. As you guys can see, my hair looks really good.
Yes, it does.
It has like a lot of definition. It smells incredible. My hair looks really shiny and black. I have really, really black hair.
Shiny.
I have really, really black hair, and I think it kind of like made the black pop even more. Mm-hmm. And my hair is poofy and big, a lot of volume, but you can see my curls, like it still gave it definition. So I think it's a great product for you guys to check out at Sally Beauty. I'm not entirely sure where else they have it, but at least I know they have it there, and I'm sure Mile Organics has their own website where you can order it. Just wanted to throw that out there for the naturals that may be looking for something new with good ingredients to try. Maybe you want to, maybe it's time to switch up your hair ingredients since it is really hot outside. So,
okay.
Check out Mile Organics. That's Miele Organics. Black owned, amazing ingredients. Shout out to Essence Fest for putting me on, and Sally Beauty. Sally Beauty, yes. Activation for putting me on. And Crystal, I still got to get your bag to you. I kept it. I was like, maybe I'll like it. Just kidding. But anyways, that's it for this week's wellness segment. Now let's move on to Asante. What you got for us this week, Asante?
I'm the music man.
Hey.
So much music came out. I didn't really have a chance to listen to it because I was at the Essence Festival.
Yes, we were.
So I will go ahead and start by saying I am starting a playlist. It is the July heat, and it is coming. It is coming very soon. I'm very happy with it so far. I'm only 12 tracks in. I like to get to a smooth like 25, 30 before I, you know, say anything, but I'm very pleased so far. With that said, I just want to tell you about some new things that have come out. I haven't had the chance to listen to any of it. This is per everything I've been told. If you are a SoundCloud bunny, June's Diary, who just performed this past weekend at the Essence Festival.
In July.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Yo, Dustin just took himself down.
Woo! Shit. And I'm mad because
6 and 7. God damn, man. Hell, I guess like the song say, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Is it something?
Yo, he is dying.
So.
He has my face red.
Yo, he is down.
Dustin is crying.
Dustin's down.
Just the name alone. I ain't never, like, they just
June's
start.
Diary. June's Diary. So June's Diary, they put out a mixtape, and it is on SoundCloud. The worst part about this whole thing is it's hard for me.
Not the worst part.
It's just hard for me to find their music, and it's like their name is June's Diary, and it's like it just sucks that it's so hard to do all this already. Like I literally went to SoundCloud and typed in June's Diary, and the first thing is not June's Diary.
Really?
Do they got? What is it?
Do they got what?
It's covers, right?
Yes.
They a cover
it's
band,
a
right?
It's a project full of covers.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
They're a cover band, right?
They dropped an EP, you're saying?
There's a project on SoundCloud, and it is all covered. I think there are one or two original songs. But it is a project on SoundCloud by June's Diary. They did a Jodeci cover. Mm-hmm. I think they did Boys to Men, like all sorts of random covers. Now, these are five talented young women, okay? I am not taking anything away from their talent. It is just the rollout and the marketing and all that for this has been very tiresome. Like, it's like the show.
Like, they're not getting supported.
Maybe it is a process. Like, I do know that after the show, they went on tour R. Kelly or something. I think they still touring with him. Like, just... Well,
that's dope.
Right. You know, they're still being seen. I just feel like we're not shown enough of them. So we have to hear them do covers of other people. And I think that there is something to be said about that. But again, they are five talented young women, and I can't wait to, like, really hear them when they have arrived.
I've actually never heard them. I'm going to have to look them up. I know who they are because I've seen them, and I think I watched one of their videos,
Say what you got to say.
Can I say something?
Yes, Mama Joyce, please say it.
Here's the problem with June's Diary. Whoever's making the choices, okay, now y'all, yes, they a cover band, we get it, they lounge, whatever, but they do covers, you know. I thought the group was called Duvet after. I'm like, this a cover band anyway. So, like, my thing is this, right? These girls are talented.
He said Duvet.
The cover band.
I don't want to do that. I don't
A quilt. Look. So I thought it was June's quilt. Look. So here's my thing. So they played them, though, right? On some real shit. Here's why. The girls are talented. They can sing. Can they dance? Do anybody?
They can dance. They do a little form. Actually, you know what? At Essence Fest, that saw them doing choreo and stuff. And I said, okay, now we on something.
They had their spacing apart. I seen them. They were standing up there looking like Solange wedding picture. I seen them on stage.
No,
but look. So they were spaced apart. But look, here's my thing.
He said Solange's wedding.
They playing them girls. Why would they have them cover Stay by Jodeci, knowing that those girls are not old enough and don't have enough of a understanding of, like, the impact of that song to deliver it in a way where there's, like, passion and it makes sense. Because I listen to the Stay cover, mm-hmm. I want them girls to win because mm-hmm. they're talented. And plus, I love Kelly Rowland. I think she is literally Black excellence personified. So, of course, I wanted this to work. Now.
Yikes.
But then when I heard this Stay cover, stop forcing these girls. That was something somebody told them to do. You know what I'm saying? You could tell it wasn't like, they don't even know. If you watch the video for it, there's like no.
Nope.
And again, this ain't tearing them down because I think that those girls have
There's a
have
video
so,
for the cover? Like a real video or like a singing performance video?
It's a video.
People will be putting out videos to other people's songs.
It's a wind machine
so
and everything.
Weird. Why wouldn't you invest that in your own music?
You know?
And they let them just get through the song. Like, here's the notes you need to hit. This is how the song goes. Sing the song. And that's what the girls did. They delivered, but they're literally singing the song. And on the parts when Jodeci is like breaking down and like singing it, they're breaking down, but they have straight faces. There's a total disconnect. And they shouldn't have made them girls sing that song. They don't have anything to prove anymore. Give them original fucking material that suits them.
Can I tell you what other song that they should not have covered?
Please do.
Actually, I'm going to just read the list.
What the hell they didn't do? Bohemian Rhapsody?
Stay. Where the Party At. Hey Jude. Two Occasions.
By the Beatles and By the Deal? Hey Jude by the Beatles and Two Occasions by the Deal?
If I Ever Fall in Love and Poison.
Poison?
June's Diary.
Who getting fired, Asante?
Them. They sticking around doing it.
You said them.
I love June's Diary. Like, I love these five young women. And I feel like they can do so much. But before this cover thing, even Lance, their single, first single, single. I don't even know what it was.
Carry the Bags or something. Lance is a song?
Lance. It's about, I forgot what it is. It's like looking ass nigga cheating every day. Cheating. Right.
It's all right.
They tried their version of Tony.
Hello? Tried that, okay? The song is called Lance, and it sounds, and this is not shade. You can tell when things sound like demo. It sounds like a demo for Kelly Rowland.
Damn. I mean, it might have been what do they call it? When it's a leftover track.
Right. So get these girls some original music.
That's unfortunate.
Like they are some great songs, some great girls. They picked five really good girls, and I feel like they should just give them a fair bout by giving them original music that sounds bomb. Now, I might be out here wrong, and that Lance might have been an original song, but we need to go back to the drawing board if it was. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I cannot believe I spent that much time on June's Diary, and I didn't even listen to the
they
project.
They deserve it. Let them
you
get
know what?
Trying.
They do deserve it. Maybe someone had to sit up here like we did and tell them that, hey, I was rooting for
I
you.
Was, I swear we to God, I was just going to say, you. Where is Tyra when you need him?
Like, okay, like I'm rooting. I was watching them perform at the one of the lounges, and I was like, you better watch them do this, you know, whip. One of the girls brought out Shantae Dan Moore and sang her ass off next to Shantae Moore singing her ass off. So I said, you know these are some singing ass bitches.
But even then, like, that's
even
my
then,
issue.
And I know.
Why is June's fucking diary bringing out Shantae Moore?
Right.
It doesn't even work.
But you know, on one of the last few episodes, I do remember that June's diary went to, like, dance with or for or learn from, damn, what's the women's names? What's the
Staple Singers.
Not Lucy Pearl. What was the one? What was the group she was from?
En Vogue.
Yes. They was like training and dancing, and I think they were opening for En Vogue or singing with En Vogue on one of them shows, on an award show. June's Diary just have a really weird spotty. They just have a weird spotty rollout. June's Diary, someone needs to hit reset, and we need to do this again. Didn't even listen to that project. Another project I did not listen to. It's a covers project. I know what all them sounds like. I know what they sound like. I don't need to put the.
I'm curious to hear the Jodeci track.
Where the party at? Where the party at?
Where the party at?
Jagged Edge.
Who said that was a good? Who in the hell told them? Yeah.
Who wants to hear the people?
I'm actually going to listen to
it. Hey, where
it.
The party at? Like, I don't know why. And don't get me wrong, Jagged Edge, them the twins, they used to sing their asses off back in the day and shit.
Jagged Edge, gotta be?
What?
Are you kidding me?
Listen.
What? That track is...
Remedy? Don't get me started on them album tracks. You know I'm a Jagged Edge fan.
But
even though
that
we ain't getting
for...
no younger girl, we might as well do this line. Used to piss me off. anyway,
what if she would have been like, and we ain't getting no taller either? Then they would have been mad. You know what I'm saying? But you know, balance.
Calvin Harris.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All I know is I got an email. Shout out to Andrea Johnson in the emails. She sent an email that said Calvin Harris is summer. So Calvin,
I totally agree.
That's all. Like, literally, that's all it says. So, thank you for that recommendation. I believe you. I've been hearing Calvin Harris all over the place.
Remember the track we were playing with? Mm-hmm. His new joint with Pharrell.
Everybody
and
named motherfucking
Big
Mama.
Sean and Katy Perry. What's it called? Feel Good or something like that. Mm-hmm.
I was so mad that I liked that song only because Katy Perry was on it.
But you know
but
what?
Then
we
I
can't
listened
front.
To it.
She sounds good
she
on it.
She does.
It's perfect for her voice.
It was
it's
just
a cute
not
track.
Perfect timing for her
is
to be
it a video?
Yeah,
to.
I know.
I don't believe
There's
so.
A video?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I was just wondering if she was dancing like she was itching again. No. See, I was dancing like her she back itch. Like she can't get to it. But she's trying to scratch her. Like, yeah.
Like when somebody put trash in your shirt.
He released another one. I saw it in the release on Spotify, the release tab. It was his name again. It wasn't that song. So I know he just dropped something else.
He don't be playing.
He's on it. And apparently, all these tracks feel good.
Yeah.
I definitely agree that he is summer.
The name of the project is Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1.
Okay.
And I just saw that there was a song called Cash Out on there. I don't think it has Cash Out on it. I just know I want to listen to it.
Right.
Calvin Harris makes great music. Let's not forget what he's responsible for. You know what I'm saying?
Take us down the road.
We Found Love.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Calvin Harris has made some hits. Them hits kick them hits. Kaya was talking about hits.
Don't bring Kaya.
Hits.
Now, look, why are you playing? And I know you're not. If Calvin Harris got to the studio with
Kaya, what?
Because let us not forget a hit. For those of y'all listening that don't agree, let us not forget when Kaya was on So Excited, Jackson. That could have been prelude to an era of Kaya going into something, all right?
What happened to she? No, can we please examine this?
You sure you want us to do that? Because we can come up with some reasons why Kaya got kicked out the video.
Why didn't she blow up after? That was a huge opportunity.
You know they took her out the video.
What'd she do?
Probably being Kaya.
I don't know what she did. All I know is she was supposed to be in the video of the song. And then she wasn't in the video of the song. And that was it for the song.
Wasn't she in the video for like a second, like on a TV screen or something?
Talk dirty. Look sexy.
Talk flirty. Don't hurt me. Something.
Damn,
titties
Kaya.
Hurting. Whatever she said.
Is you hungry? Hungry? Yeah. I got you looking at my body.
Kaya makes, I don't care what, no, Kaya knows how to create a catchy melody hook.
That's why I'm wondering why, like what happened that she didn't freaking pop after that.
People don't like the way she is. She's so ghetto. She's so ghetto, and things have to go her way, and she knows she got what she got, and she don't care about that fake industry shit.
Oh.
And there is something to be said about that. Like, that Been a Bad Girl shit that she put out, and she was, like, doing her futuristic looks and all that. She said, I'm gonna get out here, and I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want.
I hear that.
And I appreciate people like that. Like,
let's
even
not forget. Hits! That's what the thing is. She made hits. She said that My Neck, My Back was a hit that stuck like grits. And she wasn't lying.
They will play that in the club until the day that I die. And I will always drop it like it's hot and twerk.
Don't care how. It still sounds like it came out today. So Kaya may be insufferable. She may be a whole lot of things. You know what I'm saying? But that, she make hits.
If you're a producer out there looking for something to sample, My Neck, My Back might be a hit, a sample hit.
Yeah, it's time. It's time for that. You can bring that right back around with the right part. Oh, y'all.
Okay.
Music segment, icebreaker.
Icebreaker. Okay, go ahead and give us the icebreaker, Dustin.
No. You do it.
All right. Now, you got an artist and she's ready to work again. Kaya Shamone. No. So we're going to use her sample track. What producer do you see sampling Kaya? Or even I'll go a step further. What artist do you see sampling Kaya's My Neck, My Back and making it the next summer hit?
I'm ready.
Go.
Mustard on the beat, ho. Put DJ Mustard on the beat.
Yes.
Remember how he flipped like all them old 90s songs and made them hit? Put Mustard on the beat. Now, whose song could it be?
Dej Loaf.
She ain't got the, she could do it, but she ain't got the what it would take to drive. That's a hit.
Hits!
Okay? That's a hit that sticks like grit. So we making another one. So we need somebody that can, like, we need, like, I hate to say it, we need, even though this would never happen, we need, like, a Nicki Minaj. So, we need, somebody who can chart.
I was going to say Reminisce can come and kill the track. Oh, you know, there's some new girls out that
nobody knows
their names yet. But I did want to shout out again Malibu Mitch, that young lady that's out the Bronx that sounds like a young, she's like a young Kim-ish type. She just embodies the New York.
Malibu Mitch?
Malibu Mitch with two eyes.
Which is a cute name.
Yeah, and she's been making music for a minute. She just hasn't popped. Like, I was looking at her YouTube and there were videos like 4 years old on there where she was making music. And I was like, okay, cool. This might be your season.
I'll look up.
Watch out for Malibu Mitch. Okay, producer.
Mustard on the beat for me.
Mustard is a great choice.
He could flip the sample.
Great choice. I don't know who produced. Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to get Khaled to do it.
Yeah.
Because Khaled just knows everybody and I'm going to put on the track.
That long-ass album.
Who's going to be on the song?
Okay, so if Khaled is doing the beat, Trey Songz can be on the song. Because, you know, he's going to sing about the girls. Like, something your nigga, your back. Like, he's going to sing like that, right? So he's got to be on it. I have to have, if I have a female on the track, it has to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like an R&B soul female version of what Drake be doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was going to say SZA, actually. I feel like she could do something real funky with it.
That would be dope.
I think SZA
could do something real funky. Because when I think about those R&B influences that she has on her album, like Out of Nowhere mixed with that alternative, I think that she could take like a sample maybe and do it like with her own flavor on it. Like, ooh, I've been wanting it all day and all night. And then when it gets to the chorus, she's like, my neck, my back.
I see it.
My neck and my back. Something like that.
Dope.
That SZA sing it. DJ Khaled.
Give me Karen Clark on it.
You know Karen Clark Sheard is my favorite, right?
She's amazing.
She's my favorite.
You know, Balm and Gilead is like a signature song for me. Like, that is one of my.
Do you know she play that video for people that have never seen it? I'm like, Dustin would kill you if he know you ain't seen this. Yeah. But I would show that to people like,
Balm and Gilead.
Oh.
I understand, friend.
Okay, my producer would be Bangladesh.
Yes!
That is a great choice.
Bangladesh, and I might have to bring Khalees back on this.
Ooh.
Right? You know, you see
Let
it.
Me tell you something. Because of how
that
legendary
old, legendary sound.
How legendary Milkshake was, and that video kind of gave some of that vibe that cookout was giving.
You know. Come on now.
Khalees flipped that fro up
come
and
on,
shit.
Come on, Khalees.
And she's always had a fucked up, like, nice that ass little, body.
And that gritty voice that she has. I think
my
she,
neck. My butt. Like, I love it.
My butt.
Look, did you ever listen to Trilogy?
Yes.
Khalees?
Are you
yes.
kidding me?
What?
Yes. I like all that, like, she put out. I loved her.
I was just talking about Khalees the other night. She did this show where she was showing all the stuff that she bought in her house from all around the world. And I was like, Khalees is just all around everything. From
really?
The music
where
to,
is this?
I'll find the video for you and I'll send it to you.
Yes, but please.
It was like a magazine thing, I think. And she was talking about all these different pieces she got from all over.
Oh, maybe cover tour? Is it cover tour? There's a blog that, like, follows celebrity homes. Yo, yeah, Bangladesh and Khalees.
That is, you
who would
that
be a
head.
Rapper?
Cash Doll.
He talking all that shit, but
Cash Doll would fuck my neck, my back up.
My neck.
Flat out. It might not be back. A hit like we want it to be, but Cash Doll would, trust me.
He hurting my neck, and then he hurting my back.
Who would be a rapper that would sound good with Khalees, though, on a Bangladesh beat? Maybe Offset?
Quavo.
Why did you pick Offset? I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just
Sway Lee and Khalees.
Sway Lee!
Oh, my God.
Sway Lee.
Okay,
Sway
you won.
Sway Lee.
Ooh, yeah.
Sway Lee, Khalees, and Bangladesh. That's it right there. Yo, they need to get together just because.
Okay, and not too much of the same, but because you got Sway Lee on there, I think you should put Gucci on there, too.
Why not?
Oh, that's hot, y'all.
But he's
you know what?
Power.
Talking
Gucci
about my neck and my back.
It's Gucci. Like, that's exactly who I was waiting
for. Gucci.
Here. Yo, Khalees this is Gucci. Perfect. Can they please do a song together?
What? Look, A&Rs are going to start pulling us in the meeting.
That's right.
Think about, I got this artist and I
vision,
need to figure out.
We got vision, man. We know. Ooh, I just got excited like it was happening.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we could A&R some shit.
We could.
It's going to be, you know what? We're going to have to make a part of the Music Band segment, the A&R corner. Okay.
Well, that was it right
shit.
There.
The A&R icebreaker out this bitch.
I hate it when people text you that you do not want to talk to. Like, especially when it's somebody, my phone, I just got a text message from the show just now. And it's somebody that I don't talk to. You just seen me out somewhere and you think stuff's going on and ain't nothing going
you
on that can help you.
You just saw you on TV.
Well, you know, that's a good segue. I'm done
damn
over here.
Speaking
of,
damn friend.
Speaking of.
Well, that wraps up my part of the Music Man segment. Actually, before we get to the speaking of, we got any listens lately on the track? Okay. Oh, you know what? We have a number one. Oh, actually, not
There's
a number
a lot
one.
Of new music.
We have a number 444 we need to get to.
Oh, shit.
So
let's talk about it. You want to talk about 444, Greg Leakes? Let's do it. Come on. Let's do it.
Now, in the spirit of this being a title thing, you know, I ain't got a title. I done gave Spotify the coin. SoundCloud almost got the coin, and Apple Music has the coin. Now, what I did give title was the 30-day trial, right? Because I thought I was going to listen to the album.
Nope.
I don't have Sprint, and so they said if you had Sprint and you started the title, maybe you could have got this. You can't have it. So I didn't have a chance to listen to the album. In the spirit of title, Dustin Ross, I would like to start with you.
You know, I'm a title enthusiast over here. That's all I use.
So please, give us the rundown on the 444.
You know, Jay-Z is my favorite rapper, dead or alive. Everybody knows this. And so a new Jay-Z project, I was quite excited
Hell
about.
Hell yeah.
Sidebar, fun fact, Jay-Z and Mary J. Blige are both on their 13th studio albums 13th? Right now.
Oh, shit.
And both riding the wave.
Wow.
Never let a nigga ride your way.
No.
They riding it. So I'm just very happy to see them thriving and flourishing like that and still releasing relevant music. 444, I'm going to make this quick because we could break this down. 444 honestly deserves an episode of it in and of itself. And after you listen, have you listened yet, friend?
I have.
So you understand, like, the types of conversations that can come from the content of this album, right?
So we should dedicate next week's
okay, cool.
Yep. You know, to it.
Yep.
After
yep.
you listen to it.
And we will. But just know that...
Give me an appetizer.
This album blurs the lines for me between rap music and spoken word.
Mm.
That's what this album is for me. This is storytelling at its finest. This is Jay-Z being more personable than he's ever been, but going deeper on a personal level than he's ever been. This is life music. It's like you listen to Jay-Z and Beyonce are notoriously private. We all know that. We all know different things that have happened in the media, and he talks about it on the album. We'll leave it there.
Does he play the audio from the elevator?
He talks about the elevator. Literally.
Dead. Does he play the audio?
Ever gonna hear what happened in the elevator?
You gonna know once you hear what he say. Ooh. There, you think about that one.
All I'll say is that I loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. I think he has hit so many cylinders in his career. Like, he's taught in Reasonable Doubt. He's talked about the come up, what he had to go through. Then through his projects after that, you know, he's been stunting and talking about money and this, that, and the other. And there was only one place he could go next, and that was to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we've ever seen that side of him since the first album, maybe. So for him to take that direction, and y'all know me, I'm all about feelings and tapping in and being honest and raw and just kind of confronting the parts of you that may not be the most favorable parts. And even the way he came out the gate with the album, with the Kill Jay-Z track, I think, like, out the gate, he basically was like, I'm deading everything you guys know of
me. That's right.
To show you who I actually am now. And I thought that was, I mean, how coming out the gate like that, Kill Jay-Z, and him meaning like everything he's created of himself that you know of him, you know, keyword, know of him, not that it's actually who he is.
Yep.
Beautiful. It excited me. Shattering of illusions.
Oh, my God.
So much growth. Of course, mixed feelings, too, because I think it makes me sad for Beyonce in a lot of ways. And women around the world, we all kind of know what it's like to. And I've said it before. Sometimes you have to be the woman that prepares a man for his next woman. Beyonce didn't have to go through that because in 44, he basically admits that he almost lost her, but he fought for her and they stayed. But it also makes my heart hurt to think of all she's endured when he talked about the miscarriages because of, you know, him not being there emotionally. Everything she's been through and then was still giving us tours and albums and, you know, and to think of the pain she kind of had to, like, silently battle, which most women can relate to, and also just how much we have to sacrifice for some men to get it and wake up and become men. Like, he's 47 now, and he's just now kind of like, oh, I get it. It's like, that's really sad. Beautiful, but sad. You know what I mean? Especially for women, we're expected to be your ride or die and, like, endure all the pain until you finally snap out of it and wake up. And that's,
I gotta wait till 50.
That's what I'm saying. That's pretty tough, you know? And it made me look back at all my past relationships. Like I've mentioned before on the show, a lot of them are married now, but they, like, I had to break for them to snap and then become the men that they are now.
So, for them other hoes.
And that's not the easiest pill to swallow, but, you know, I'm happy for the women that they get, like, a better version. But, you know, it's just not, it's hard. That's why the album was hard. It was hard. It was hard
to. I can totally see.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it was hard because it's like, I love that he's opening up all these stories and sides of him and killing, you know, his old ways. But at the same time, it's heartbreaking that, like, she had to go through what? How long they've been together? Like 16 years? 16 years of this. That's crazy. And I wonder. And that's a discussion I'd love to have with y'all, just as men, like, eventually, like, why does it take someone having to break their back for you to snap out of it?
And that's the beauty of 444 as an album.
Right.
Because it spawns and spurs so many healthy and rich conversations that you can have in several different communities. Based on this album, he gets personal and talks about his mom's sexuality.
Yeah, which was awesome.
And her having to hide that. The album just touches on so many different things. You literally need to be seated and listening.
And the OJ track.
Oh, my God.
The visual for it.
Oh, the cartoon.
The visual, yes, which was sick.
I haven't watched it yet, but
just
I've seen it.
Just sheer genius.
This is great.
Creative genius.
It's finally on
title. Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, you are going to love it.
It's
you
are. It's on title for everybody, so I'm going to watch tonight.
But we'll get into it when you get to hear it next week. And we'll, like, kind of dig in a little. Because it definitely was very layered. It was very layered.
Very good, much so. Good,
but good, I say good. It's great. I'm thankful that he is put, and I saw a tweet, somebody said, yeah, Jay-Z has all these men acting right until the next Future album drop.
Mask off.
It's like, off. Damn it. But I mean, I do think it's great that he's opening this conversation and contributing to the healing of men, because I think that y'all truly need to have these conversations.
Really?
Like, really? Honestly, truly.
You're right. You're right.
It's time, man. It's old. It's getting old. It's getting old. We
and
are
thankfully,
tired.
We have an album from somebody who we still think is cool.
Yes.
That we can listen to and be inspired from.
Who has the juice?
We can definitely listen to it and be inspired. And it does, if
who
nothing else.
Juice?
Number two on the album. If nothing else, at least he has shown that it can be cool to own up to your mistakes. And not only just, it's not just about redemption and forgiveness. It's also about an exploration of where he was at during the time that all this stuff was going on. And he talks about how some of his decision-making was influenced by certain circumstances, and it's just...
The accountability is definitely great.
It's just a beautiful album to listen to, for real. It really is. I'm not saying that biased. Like, it really is.
I believe that.
Agreed. I love that this is the direction he took. Yay for the healing of men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, Jigga. Jigga what? Jigga who? Jigga me? Jigga you? That wraps it up here for the Music Man segment this week. Let's go on ahead and take it on over to TV land.
Yes.
TV.
And the excitement of TV being Destin this week.
Hope y'all got y'all cable bills paid.
You know, for quite some time on the show, we've been talking about how I had a church announcement that I was going to make. And I kept saying it was coming. I kept saying it was coming. I kept saying it was coming. And I never went any further. I can now say that I am very, very happy and proud to announce that I will be in the season premiere of Insecure. On HBO on July 23rd. My character goes on a date with Issa's character.
Check the credits.
Literally
home.
The opening scene of the season. You hear me?
Check them credits.
And it was just such a dope opportunity. Shout out to Issa Rae. Shout out to everyone involved in the Insecure production, the crew, the cast. Everybody was so warm and gracious and welcoming and helpful to me. Shout out to Melina, who gave me great notes as she was directing the episode. Acting is my first love. I moved to New York to be an actor. I did some work, and that led me into the chair that I'm in today. And I love this job. I love hosting. I love being a personality. But I also have a genuine, natural love for acting. And so auditioning to get this role, getting it, and going to L.A. shooting with the Insecure cast was transformative for me. Mm. It reignited my love for acting. I'm looking forward to doing many, many more great things. And I'm just really excited. So shout out to Insecure. The whole staff, the whole family there is great. And I will see you niggas on HBO. And Issa, whenever you're ready to play again, baby, let's play.
But you gonna be back.
You know, I'll see everybody on July 23rd on HBO.
Yeah, 10 p.m. Yeah. Sunday.
Shit, you did a great fucking
thank
job.
You, so
you
much.
Look
thank
so
not believe that
cute.
Shit.
Thank you.
It was okay. So let's you know, I have to jump in. So at the screening in New Orleans, there was a premiere of season 2, and it was awesome because me and Crystal got to host it.
Yes,
which
yes.
was yeah. Shout out to Crystal. Shout out to Issa and Yvonne and Jay Ellis
yes.
and
Ellis.
Prentice
yes.
and Melina and
yes.
crew and all the amazing writers and the team as a whole. HBO, everyone, for giving us the opportunity. Insecurity will be back.
Yes.
Yay!
That's right.
But so we're there at the screening, and Destin comes on the screen, and when I tell you guys that the audience fucking erupted, like I mean, you could cut it. It was so, oh God, like my heart. I just can't even put into words what that feels like, because I remember Destin getting the email about it, like mm-hmm. saying that, you know, he got the auditions and saying that he was going to get flown out. And then he had to put the audition tape together. And he was like, here, because we had just recorded. He's like in this little room, basically multitasking, you know, prepping for Friend Zone. But then he had to send in this video. So he's like rehearsing, getting it filmed. I mean, it was crazy. Sent it in, got the role, literally flew out like the very next day, which there was, I think that week we couldn't record. You guys were pissed at us, but yeah. This is the reason why. We just couldn't tell you.
Yep. We were all traveling, and unfortunately, the opportunity came on the day that we record the show.
Right.
So I had to fly to LA that Monday.
Yeah, there was no
getting around.
Right.
And so I really hated taking that break from the show, but we said they would understand.
Yeah, yep. We were like, "You guys don't understand. Trust, and you'll be excited."
And now look.
I'm very, very grateful. Very, very grateful for the opportunity, and also very, very grateful and overwhelmed by the amount of love that I got from everybody who shows support online, on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram.
Crazy.
Like, thank you. And actually, Yvonne, that plays Molly, she noticed the engagement that I had on social media, and at the premiere, she was like, "Yo, Twitter was going crazy for you." It's just been an outpouring of love, and it feels so good to be back on camera. It feels so good to be, you know, just acting and wearing that hat again, because I really, truly do love it.
And you know, I have to ask you, what was it like? Like, we were kind of talking about it on the train here, but I have to know, when you got, okay, so you had the trailer, they put like makeup and you put the outfit on, so like talk us through the moment. How does
tell
that feel?
Tell us what your trailer looked like.
The trailer
tell us
was
about
amazing.
Craft services.
Just working at that craft level, services. How does that feel?
It was amazing. Having a trailer was a great feeling. Being on cast was great. First of all, when I arrived on set, Issa and just again the production staff, I just can't go on enough about how efficient they were, how helpful they were, how much they made sure that I was in the right places at the right time, how much they helped me with just on set etiquette, just everything. Issa welcomed me with complete open arms, her, the entire cast and crew. They were cracking the kind of jokes that we crack on this show in the van going from base camp to set. So that was all, just seeing that normalcy amongst them as a cast and crew made me feel so comfortable, because you guys know I love to laugh and just be normal.
Great.
And authentically myself. So that made me feel comfortable to do that, which got my mind right for being on set. And as we were working and acting on the scene, Melina, who is a renowned, I mean, just fantastic director. She's
so
done so
dope.
Much great work, music videos, television, whatever. She can do it all. And she
did. She could direct porn if she wanted.
She could, because remember at the screening, Yvonne was talking about how she's a virgin, but you know, in those sex scenes, Melina is literally telling her, "Grab the dick, okay, now roll over to the left, throw your ass cheek to the right," like that. Like, she directs her like that, and it appears so natural because she's not having sex. So it's just a testament to Melina as a director and Yvonne as an actor.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's the environment that they have on set. Everybody's super talented and capable, and they're all helping you and each other. So being amongst that was great, having the chair right there in the amidst like the other cast chairs. It was just great.
So sick.
It felt good. And so I'm so excited to be acting again, looking forward to more opportunities, and just it ignited something in me again.
This definitely is not the last.
This is just the start. So
sparking you back up to put you in the overdrive for some more stuff to go.
Right, producers, directors, those of you in the know and projects, like y'all about to see him work. So
I'm about to be right there
excited.
Working with you. I was at the screening, like, okay, so I need a writing for next season. I don't want to give away nothing on that first episode, but I was like, I see some opportunities for me on this show.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, this we family, ain't this the family reunion? No, that's what y'all said. That's since Festival was. Now I got to put it out there.
I love it. And shout out to Issa for even thinking of so many of us with this project. I think that's been the most mind-blowing part of it.
Nuts.
Like, the fact that she had a couple of influencers
did.
She had maybe two other influencers in the episodes. And like I said, me and Crystal had the awesome opportunity of interviewing the cast, which is really dope. I was sick, so I don't think I was able to process it in the moment. But when I got home, I was like, thank you, God. Like, this is so cool. For me to have started from like a blog to YouTube to this, and then now I get to be interviewing a really cool cast of creatives. Like, not even just I'm not even speaking from like a gassed perspective of like, yeah, look what I got to do.
The journey.
It's more so just like how cool to be with peers that I like genuinely enjoy their work. Like, genuinely. This is not a check. This is not a look. This is like genuine respect. The show is hilarious. We literally, the audience laughed so much that I feel like they missed a lot of the lines and jokes because people were so busy laughing the whole time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it was just so funny. Like, you guys, the first episode is so damn funny. And I'm so excited. It is so damn good. And me and Crystal also got to record the first episode of the podcast with the cast, you know?
Amazing.
So it was hilarious because they were like arguing about the different scenes and just like fighting each other about season one, and so damn funny. So I'm glad that we all could be a part of this. And Dustin, congratulations. You looked gorgeous. It made my day for the internet to break talking about you. I like was like, you guys don't know how long I had to keep this secret.
I didn't even know that and thank you both for keeping that secret, by the way. I didn't even know that the trailer was being released that day.
Right.
I was literally at work.
Did your phone just like
I'm walking through New York City on lunch, right? You know how you got to get out the office sometimes. So I left work and just took a walk around the neighborhood, and my phone started going crazy once the trailer dropped.
It was over.
And I'm like, well, the cat's out the bag now. So, yeah, just super grateful, super humble.
Congratulations,
super excited.
Dustin,
thank you so,
Ross.
So much. Watch Insecure July 23rd at 10
p.m.
Yeah. Oh, HBO.
Can I just say, it is so amazing to see both of you like in these crazy awesome spaces. First of all, I did not know Solange was behind me.
Screening
where Solange's sitting right behind me, and I'm on the front row, and like, you know, Issa Rae is right there and Bae Ellis is right there. To know that Dustin was like in the first couple minutes on the goddamn screen, I'm like, I said, what, this nigga once a week? And then for yo ass to get up there with Crystal's ass and interview all these people, I was like, damn, I cursed that one out once a week, and I sit with the other one once a week with the other one I sit with once a week. Like, to me, it was like crazy to me. I'm like, this is nuts. Like
all of our worlds collided. And can I add, me and Crystal did a great job.
Amazing job.
And do y'all know really, we didn't plan that? We didn't plan any of the questions. Like, we didn't sit and say, like, you asked this, I'm gonna ask this. We literally just each came with our game plan, meshed it, killed it.
And y'all were
proud of us that we are solid women and we can just knock things out like
y'all
that. So that made me really happy.
So natural, like the way that it transitioned right into the Q&A, and y'all kicked it off, and then right off the Q&A, like, we're like, all right, well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
everybody here.
Everything was smooth. And shout out, I must say, because like I said earlier, I had a really bad eye infection. Crystal wore sunglasses in solidarity. When she walked in with her shades, I was like, I love you.
I feel like Crystal was up there like, I got you.
I got you, boo.
Because I'm ready to go, too.
So, just shout out to all of our growth, and I'm excited for everything. This is just a really great time to be alive, and I hope those of you listening are inspired for your own crafts, your own,
absolutely,
you know, your own projects that you're working on, and most importantly, supporting your friends, supporting their moves, pushing each other, and making sure that all of you are like excelling and growing together and being supportive of that, because that is amazing. Like, even Maya, like we said earlier, being on the main stage.
Yes.
You know what I love, I must say, about our friend group? We hold each other down, because Maya came to my HBO joint. She had on her like flip-flops and shorts and was ready with her camera. Like, I came to work to make sure that I got friends angles. She was like, did you eat? Did you get water? Are you good? You got your questions? Boom. And then next day, I went with my little dress and my flip-flops to her event. I was like, give me your bag. Give me your food. Did you eat? Then you know, like,
beautiful.
It's like, you know when to take a step back when your friend needs that support system.
Yep.
And I think it's beautiful that we've all figured out how to be there for each other, because that's how it works. We got. And that made me so happy. But anyways, that's it. You know, feelings make me happy.
Shout out to Maya. Maya looks so cute at the screening,
so
too.
She's so cute. Yes. I love her. All of us were there. That was such a great weekend.
All right, you guys, don't forget that this week's episode of The Friend Zone was brought to you by Talkspace. Talkspace is the online therapy community that's helping to bring therapy to everyone by understanding how we live today. You can send your therapist a message wherever you're near, even if it's your desktop, your laptop, your tablet, or your smartphone. And you can send as many messages as you want for as little as $32 a week. Talkspace's therapists are licensed and background checked. None of that funny business. And the same privacy rules apply as if you were at a traditional therapist's office, so don't worry about confidentiality. Your Talkspace therapist can listen to you vent about work, family, explore your relationships with the people around you, and just help you put you on the path to a happier life in general. You can join the over 500,000 people who have experienced the relief of being able to talk to a therapist at their discretion and on their own time. To sign up or to learn more, go to Talkspace.com/zone. Or you can download the Talkspace app and enter coupon code ZONE to get $30 off your first month and show your support for this here podcast, The Friend Zone. So that's Talkspace.com/ZONE and coupon code ZONE. Talkspace, therapy for all.
Okay. But anyways, that's it. That's it for that. Now let's jump into what you guys have to ask us this week. What you got for us, Asante, on asking for a friend?
All right. Don't fault me because I told you what the name of this subject was earlier, but I didn't actually read the email.
Uh-oh.
So before I start, don't forget to email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. The subject title of this is Sloppy Stroke Seconds, Asking for a Friend.
Okay.
Ooh.
What's up, friends? So boom, I've been seeing this guy.
It starts with so boom.
So boom. I hope I'm inflicting that right. So boom, I've been seeing this guy since the end of April. We hit it off right away, and in the first week of me knowing him, we hung out at least 5 of 7 days. So mid-June, I moved up to a new spot. His lease was up around the same time, and he somehow got his new move-in dates mixed up and left it a 2-week gap between the dates. Even though I have only been knowing him for about 2 months, I agreed to let him stay since we already sleep over each other's place at least 4 days a week. Anyways, it has already been discussed that we are friends who date and have sex. He tell me he has other friends. Okay, cool. I don't want a relationship with him. In his line of work, he constantly leaves out to meet clients throughout the day, so he had a key to my place. Side note, in 2 weeks of sleeping beside him, we had sex twice, like WTF. LOL. One night we chilled all day, and that night he left to hang with a friend. He came in at 1 a.m., we smoked, had sex, in which he fell asleep during, and went to sleep.
During?
The next morning, The next morning, I started my voice recorder on my computer because not knowing what goes on in my house when I'm not there was giving me major anxiety.
Okay, wow.
When I played it back, I heard him on the phone with his friend telling him that he had a good night and that he fucked the girl he took out that night in the bathroom at the bar. I am 38 hot. Not because he fucked the girl, but because he came home and initiated unprotected with me shortly after. Didn't even get in the shower or anything. Gave me sloppy stroke seconds and neither of us came.
I can't.
But what's new? I roll emoji. I'm mad that I read this whole email. I'm sorry. What do I do? I want to go off so bad because that was disrespectful. But I wanna be petty too. Help. Call me Sarah.
I can't even process this. Look at Dustin's face.
I don't really know what to say about that. Who would like to start?
Not me.
I mean, okay, she said, I don't know.
Sarah, yeah.
Sarah said, I didn't want to assume. Sarah made it clear that they said they were just friends. So there's no, like...
Fuck friends.
Accountability, basically.
Right, yeah. There's no obligation to each other, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's that. So what I'm lost is if you guys have that agreement and you have that discussion, what are you recording him to find out? Get what I mean?
Completely.
She just don't like stuff going on when she at home and she don't know.
But what's to find out if you guys aren't together?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so that's where I'm kind of lost. It sounds like you are not being honest with yourself.
Because it would be one thing if she was like, I always come into the bathroom and my makeup stuff is messed up, so I want to know what he's doing. But you're talking only about the sex and the friends.
And it sounds like you genuinely want to know what else he's doing, and I'm wondering why, if you guys have an understanding that it's not that deep. But I get it. As far as the sloppy seconds, like, that's insane. That I don't even know how to process that. And you got to be careful with the unprotected sex with someone that you're not serious with, too. That sounds a bit dangerous.
That was what was a red flag for me, because I feel like there was a little bit of finger pointing going on in that part of that email. And I think that that was something that was like consensual.
Right.
So you guys decided to have sex unprotected. He didn't initiate that. Well, even if he did initiate it, like, you did it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You had to. You agreed.
And you were fine with it until you pressed play. So I think that the, you know, the restructuring of, you know, I guess plans, shit, is on your lap. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been honest about everything that was going on in general. He might not have shared details with you, but there was no need once you had a general understanding
of what it was
and agreed to that. Then there's no need for him to go into detail with you, because ultimately those things will put you where? Exactly where you are right now in your feelings. Mm. That's why you can't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to. You get what I'm saying?
Ooh.
And you also can't sign up for jobs that if your arm's too short to box with God, get out the ring. You ain't got no business doing this if you can't handle it. These types of arrangements are for people with steel panties and steel boxes. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a tough fucking motherfucker to be able to get with the program like this. And if you can't, you know what I'm saying? Then you need to just do something. Pick somebody else that's going to be around in the morning. Shit.
You got to be honest with yourself.
Steel panties.
Steel panties and steel boxer briefs.
Here.
Right.
Here.
That's what. Talk to Tisha. Shit.
Panties still here.
Do this all myself. There you go.
Girl, put the seatbelt on.
Tisha answered the email in the opening of the song.
No.
It's the journey.
I knew it was about to be the journey. It is not the journey.
What you say, friend? What you say, Asante? You said what you said.
I said what I said.
Yeah. What you say, Asante?
You mad because you found out he fucked somebody else, A, and you also mad that he did it. He fucked you afterwards, unprotected, B. But you was wrong for recording him, because you really don't got no business doing that. So if you really want... Actually, you said you want to be petty. So for that, I can't really help you. All I can say to you is that if you care about yourself and your body and all that, you as a woman should kind of know how to like put certain things where they need to be. Like, never mind, I feel like I'm about to.
Unless she's all right with it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
unless she's all right with the with the whole, you know, what? Never mind. The skin thing.
Maybe I need to answer this a little differently, because we about to go somewhere.
Maybe she, you know, if she's all right with, you know.
Listen,
bareback interact. You know what I'm saying?
Look, interact.
You know, if you are right with that,
if that is what you are right with, if
it's too dangerous,
I feel the same way. But like,
it is very dangerous. But if that is something that you are okay with, you run the risk of having sex with someone that is having sex with other people and them not appropriately taking action to fix their situation before they come see you. Now, yes, it is very disrespectful to this person to do that. But when you're in, like Dustin said, you need to put on your steel panties. When you are in a situation as such where y'all are friends, y'all are not each other's accountability on how we gonna have this relationship to go, because there is no said relationship.
Right.
So I don't really know how to help you to be petty. All I will say is, if I were you, I wouldn't want to do it with him no more and everything could be over. But you moved him into your place somehow, and y'all are only having sex. I don't know. I honestly cannot help you, girl. I'm gonna just leave it at
that. I can help you be petty.
Oh, well, she wants a petty answer.
Well, if you want to be petty, that's easy.
She says she wants to go off on him for doing that and being disrespectful. That's what the advice was supposed to be.
Then
she don't
want to.
She don't want to know how to get right.
Now, this is the low key. This is the unofficial Kaya tribute episode, right?
Okay, yeah, okay.
So you need to be like Kaya and snatch the cat back. That's what you do to be.
That's
petty.
Right.
You
and so he can respe respect me.
Yes. If you, let me tell you something.
Are we about to do Kaya bars?
Let me tell you
something.
I think
I only got one more song.
I ain't got none.
Because I can't, look, because if he come in there with the dirty D, that means he can't wang with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, he can't wang with it.
The can't wang with it.
And if you really want to do a Kaya, never mind, that's too vulgar. My aunts be listening. I'm sorry, Aunt Robin, I'll share. Everybody, I'm sorry. But anyway, I just think that if you want to be petty, withhold sex. But do it in a way where it's right in front of his face, but he can't get it. So, like, since y'all are, like, living together,
and then be like,
he coming home late.
Anyway.
Exactly. You fall asleep. Put on your lingerie. You know what I'm saying?
Lingerie.
Adjust them straps and the thing that hold the stocking part up to the waist belt. You know them little straps.
The little,
adjust that. You know what I'm saying? And make sure everything is sitting up. And then set it down. just not on him. Get back in that bed and go to sleep. Since that pissed you off last time,
y'all.
Boomerang it. You know what I'm saying? Throw it right back
like
at him.
Like 7th Street, boomerang.
Just don't never give him none. Keep it going. That's what you do.
Well, Sarah, that is what we have for you this week. Mm-hmm. If that,
her name's Sarah.
That was the name that she made up at the bottom of the email.
Oh, okay.
She said, call me Sarah, so we're calling her Sarah.
So she need to listen to Sarah Smile by Harlan Notes and do that. Sarah!
Did June's Smile. Diary cover that?
No,
I had left already. Say, won't you smile a while for me? There you go.
That is it for Asking for a Friend.
Hopefully
do not forget us. If you feel like that was helpful and you want help
you laugh
on your situation,
you
don't
if
forget
you
to
feel
email
that
us.
That was helpful.
At thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. So there you are. Moving right along to the Black Business of the Week.
Yes.
In spirit of the Essence Festival, we want to shout out EcoWrist LLC. EcoWrist is fashionable, functional, funky, wearable art. They make watches, pocket watches, and sunglasses.
Mm. Y'all, these are so cute. We stopped by their booth when we were at the convention center.
Yes, you can go to their website, EcoWrist.com. EcoWrist, they believe in a universal, sustainable culture which creativity blends art, work, love, and health. The company was founded by husband and wife, David Gandy and Marquiriette Hamden. Pardon me if I'm saying that wrong. In 2008. So go on ahead and check it out, EcoWrist.com. There are some really, really dope glasses. They've got those pocket watches if you want to go on ahead and clip it to your waist belt and put it in your vest and be real cool.
I remember the one that I fell in love with. It was like these gemstone necklaces,
yes.
Like a full out necklace with gemstones. They had like onyx, tiger's eye, like
yes.
A bunch of, they had rose quartz, like really beautiful gemstones formed in like a beaded necklace, and then at the end of it, it kind of looked like those old school lockets,
yes.
Where you open it, except these are wooden, which I think is really cool because you don't really see like wooden lockets,
jewelry.
Especially
the
with
so
the gemstones,
bomb.
So that's a nice mix of the elements, you know, I love that. And then when you open it, it's a watch. And I think it's a cool way to carry a timepiece.
That's a really
unique.
Cool gift, too.
That is a really cool
Absolutely.
Gift.
Absolutely.
Because how many times have, you know, you, like, checked your necklace for the time? So I thought that was cool. I definitely wanted to buy it. I just didn't have the opportunity because we were, like, running through all the different shops and trying to get through them fast. But definitely check those necklaces out.
Yes.
I'm probably going to order one
Shout
soon.
Out to Victoria, who was at the booth.
Yes.
You know. It ain't no secret no more, Victoria. They know where to buy your shit.
So that does it for the Black Business of the Week. Don't forget, if you have one of those, to submit that to thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com also as well. And that does it up here.
Yeah. Oh, before we go, I actually wanted to thank the listeners because I don't know what has switched, but you guys have put us in this awesome sweet spot where we have made the charts, the top charts on iTunes, the top 100
again,
and top 200 charts.
Again,
thank you so
no,
much.
No, but listen, we've literally made the charts for the past, like, since March. We've been on the chart every week.
We just over there.
Every episode has hit the top 100 or top 200 chart.
Thank you, Lord.
So I feel like we have just hit a really cool stride, a really cool sweet spot. You guys have been leaving awesome comments on iTunes, rating us 5 stars, a lot of 5 stars, and just showing us a lot of support. I think it's also just the momentum around the hashtag, even the hashtag the friend zone. Just a lot of conversation based on the topics that we've chosen to discuss and just the way that you guys engage with us. And I love that the support is like visible because we're literally on the charts every week, and I want to thank you guys for that. Please continue to support us, and thank you guys for tuning in and listening. Do you guys have any church announcements before we get out of here?
Cats out the bag.
So no, but see y'all on July 23rd on HBO. Also, I do have an announcement. I will also be in 2 announcements, actually.
Yeah.
I'm also in the web series Love at First Night. I reprise my character from last season, Dennis, who is the office attendant / janitor / he knows everything that's going on in the building, and he's everybody's confidant and sounding board. So that was a lot of fun. You guys remember Kyle from the Love at First Night web series was on our show last year for season 1. And
what's up, Kyle?
Shout out to Kyle KP Holla. I was able to reprise that role, so that's great. And then I'm so proud of this project called Sister that I had the opportunity to play a radio personality named Dorian in, who is a bad boy and dating this girl who he used to date her sister, but they didn't know. And so now it's like a huge clusterfuck. It's a really, really interesting story about these three sisters who lost their mom, and the older sister then took the younger sisters in. And my character used to date the older sister, but now that she brought her younger sisters in, something happened because I didn't know they were sisters.
Ooh,
that's
boy.
About to drop too. So look out for Sister. That's coming soon. Just, you know, it feels big.
And your project with Black Thought, which will be coming out soon too.
Yes. And that's my new church announcement that I'm going to safeguard. So just know that there's something really, really cool coming out with me and Black Thought from the Roots. Legendary, one of the greatest rappers of all time. Literally one of the greatest MCs of all time. So I was shooketh when I was working with him, but super cool, super personable, I should say. And that project will be coming out in August, I believe. So
yes,
just know that
Lord.
Something really cool is coming with them that citizens of the beautiful city of Philadelphia are going to love. Yes.
As far as I go, I will be working my New York stop. Yay, hometown.
Yay!
Finally, I've been waiting for this stop. We've officially completed the first half of my wellness tour, so I'm so grateful and thankful. It has been quite a journey. You guys know we've lost sponsors, found sponsors, made it work. So it's been amazing. It's been ninja training level like 15 this tour. But I'm thankful that we've completed the first half. And New York, you are the start of the second half.
Woo! Kicking it off.
So we're going to knock out the second half. We'll be seeing New York, D.C., Charlotte, Seattle, Houston, Texas. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. But it's going to be a really cool way to end the year.
They're going to know where you're going before you know the way they buy
right,
the tickets
exactly.
out.
So the tour has been sold out since February. I still can't believe that. You guys are just amazing. But I will see New York. See you guys on Saturday and Sunday, because this is a double stop. You guys showed a lot of love. So see you ladies soon. And thanks again to the beautiful ladies that joined us in DR. And that's it for me.
Yeah.
What about you, Asante?
Just over here quiet and cultivating. I'm working on my website right now.
Yes, sir.
Trying to build my photographer's kit because I'm getting back into photography.
Yes.
So as you should.
Absolutely. Through the show, I'm going to actually start like reaching out to people just if they want to take photos. So.
Yeah. And keep in mind that those pictures that you guys see when my hair was green, I use for like a lot of my flyers. Right, for my flyers, usually like BeautyCon. Like anytime you see that picture, people know that picture. Asante actually took that picture.
Yes.
So
boom.
Believe it when he says that yes. he will hook you up with a beautiful portfolio.
Yes. I also did your Bose campaign.
Yes,
too.
He did my Bose campaign, which was a national Instagram campaign.
Your credits was my credits too. Look, just dusting on Insecure, that's my credits too. This is the friend zone.
Hell yeah.
But no, I'm just over here cultivating, reaching out, working with as many people as I can, because I feel like a lot of people took chances on me, so I want to take some chances on others.
Amen.
So that's all I've got going now. Oh, Sunday Sessions is going to be coming back soon.
I was literally just about to ask.
You know, July is a hot month, so it's really hard to work this schedule out with Moselle. Shout out to Moselle at Pompette Wine Shop. Who just...
Love you,
miss running around in circles in front of around each other, so... Once we get that squared away, that is where Sunday Sessions lives, and that is where we will be going home to.
I'm ready.
So that's all I got.
Yay. Well, that's it for us this week. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, and we will catch you next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Don't get nothing on you.
Bye.